Listen up. The ratings just came in for last month. We are number one. We just grabbed every key demographic.
Super duper game. Yeah. Super duper.
That's nice. Way to go. Neato game.
Yes.
Boy, that is good news.
My parents, they did not know where my school was. They did not know what my grades were. They didn't know where I was. I was like a raccoon to my parents. You know there's one around, but no one's tracking the actual whereabouts. I'd roll out of bed. I would do a swan dive into Cocoa Puffs, Frosted Flakes, Lucky Charms, Fruit Loops, Sugar Pops. I'm getting a little lightheaded right now, actually, just thinking about it. It was so amazing, and it was great. We were getting away with murder. Life Cereal. That was balls. Huh? That's a ballsy name, I always thought. Life. What are we going to call this? How about Odie's, Squarey's? Oh, no, this is much bigger than that. This is life, I tell you. It's life. What were the other names? How about Almighty God? Why don't we call it that? Who wouldn't want to wake up in the morning to a nice big bowl of Almighty God? Or new Almighty God with raisins. And if you don't like it, you can go to hell.
Now, I'll tell you a commercial that I'd be great at. They haven't asked me to do it, but I'd be the perfect guy to do it. Viagra. I have the perfect Viagra commercial. I take a Viagra. I look down about an hour later, and I say, welcome back. Do you know that 25% of Viagra is taken by men who are in their 60s and 70s and are not married and have no possibility of a date on the horizon? So what do these guys do? And you see, ladies, it's very important for a man to always feel you're the captain of your ship, that you can fly that flag at full staff whenever you want to. Doesn't matter if there's anybody there to salute. So these guys are popping a Viagra, mixing himself a scotch and soda, putting on a Kingston Trio record, taking off all their clothes and walking around the house just checking out every mirror there is.
September 22nd of 2017, I'm Corey Cove. There's Chris Hockey. There's AJ Mansoor. There's Paul Meat Sauce Lambert. And there's the gentleman, John Friesel. Hi, guys.
Good morning.
Hey.
Happy
Good
Friday.
Morning. It is Friday.
Yes.
Best it's day
already,
of the week.
It's almost October.
Yeah.
Always.
What the heck happened?
Yeah, I know.
Well, it doesn't feel like October out there. It's going to be 100 degrees or something like that on the heat index.
Yeah,
it's going to be a straight
heated
up scorcher today.
The Twins are relevant. That certainly doesn't feel
that?
Like almost October.
Gordy's relevant.
Gordy's crabs are on fire.
I'm not sure that's true.
Well, that's what I heard.
Was word on right? the street.
Yeah.
Going to be fun, of course. Friday, always loaded with a bunch of stuff. We have the Fantasy Charts Challenge at 6:40. Mark Woo! Parrish joins at 7 o'clock. We'll play Initials at 8:15. We're giving away 311 tickets in the last hour of the show as well. Just jacked.
I'm so excited. I may be a little wacky today, guys.
Oh, is that right?
That's right. Not because I didn't get any sleep last night. Actually, I slept very well last night.
Did you get into a fight with anybody with a crowbar? Yeah.
No, and you know what? I did feel pretty good about myself because I avoided driving over there and flashing my brights in his face.
Probably a smart play.
I'm not kidding you. I thought about it.
You should have pointed out where that was. Adam and I would have.
Yeah, well, I appreciate that. 46-year-old hockey talked 20-year-old hockey out of doing it. I'm not going to lie to you.
That's good. Right?
He was trying to take your women.
I know he was.
What are you excited about?
I'm going to California with an aching in my heart.
Oh, good for you.
What are you going to do up there?
Playing a show, man. I'm excited about it. It's going to be fun, man.
Lit.
Oh, yeah, it's going to be lit.
Good for you. Man,
I'm super duper excited.
I want to go to California.
I want to go to California,
too. I told you guys. Well, I know it's football season. But yeah. I told you guys when I booked this show that we should have done a power trip out there.
Yes.
It's going to be huge, man. It's going to be bad. I mean, in a million ways, first time, I haven't played many shows in California. Second of all, I haven't played, I think I've only played maybe three shows in my entire career on an actual boat. And
you're playing this on one, a boat.
Boat.
That's right.
How big of a boat?
Well, that's what I was going to say. I don't think it's literally a yacht, I wouldn't say, but it's a bigger boat. I wonder if you would call it a yacht. They call it the Mr. Beaumont.
Good for you.
So you're playing on a yacht, essentially called the Mr. Beaumont.
Yeah, it's by far, other than being on a cruise ship, you know, but for playing a gig, this is an enormous boat.
Is it a whole band thing?
Yeah, absolutely, man.
How many people does this boat hold?
Dude, you know, that's a great question. I don't know. That must be a bunch, because there's a bunch of... big name stars on this boat.
Such as?
Lady Antebellum.
Lady Antebellum.
Yep.
Oh, really?
Yep.
You clearly go on after them.
Of course. They're opening for me.
Is she the one who plays Girl Crush?
Isn't this exactly what you asked yesterday?
I should just say yes.
Yeah, just tell him yes.
Yeah, that's right.
Keep him in a good mood.
Right. That's what I should do. Yeah.
I have a question for you, Hockey.
Yes, sir.
Will you be wearing your Ichiban lipstick for men when you're on stage tonight?
Not for the... I'm going to say this. Listen, first of all, I don't know what I have to say. When I say to you, this is for off air.
What?
It's not lipstick.
You have it over there. You were showing me how excited you were to wear it to the show.
It's not really.
You wear lipstick on stage?
It's not lipstick.
It's called Ichiban Lipstick for Men.
That's
lipstick. What is it, eyeliner?
Is it gloss?
It's not. You know what? It's
concealer?
Sometimes I love you. You're my friend, but sometimes I hate you. Seriously, when you say, I got it. It's not for off air.
Well, why? I don't know why it's not for on air. Who cares?
I told you it was for off air. I said the word.
If he wore lipstick, you would immediately bring it to the air.
Yeah, there is a double standard.
No. I said this is for off air.
Yeah, but
those
if
exact
I
words.
Said
and you
to
said,
you,
yeah, yeah, I get it. I got it. It's
okay, but let's flip it. If Sauce goes, Hawk, please don't tell anybody, but I wear lipstick.
I would never.
It's the first thing brought up on the show.
If he had said, specifically.
You've outed multiple Christmas gifts on the air.
By the way, I did not. First of all, this is not something I volunteered. You walked in when I was making my purchase.
Yeah, you bought it, and then you had
I wear it every show.
It's because you said you.
What?
Why?
Well, because there's two. There's actually two reasons. The main reason is because. I use a microphone, and I am prone to getting fever blisters, which are actually herpes, but I'm prone to them.
Gotcha. Yes.
And so it's a...
It's not from the microphone.
No, I get it because my lip rubs the microphone because I sing too close to the microphone, but I can't help it. It's just who I am. So this is like a protective layer over my lips that keep me from getting, you know, like... I guess you would call
canker
it
sores.
Almost, well, yeah, but they're almost like rug burns.
Oh my god!
You know,
I would have figured you would have developed
like a callus
by now.
You would think so, right?
Yeah,
but I got a lot of lips, man.
So why is it called lipstick for men if it's basically like
medication? I won't lie to you. I would really appreciate it if they changed the name.
How much did you purchase?
Well, I buy.
Oh, I'm sorry. How much Ichiban lipstick for men did you purchase?
You know what? You really are. Sometimes
that's
you're
the best.
You're an. Sometimes your capital B
is
bastard.
It clear then,
or
is there like a little tone to it?
It's got a little bit of tint to it.
So, honest here.
Yeah,
there are artists that wear eyeliner on stage to make it pop, to like look whatever.
Yeah,
is there a little bit of this that has some sort of that effect that it just looks cool under the lights? Obviously, there's the lubrication factor, but is there a little bit of this that you know you kind of like the way it looks?
Well, it does. It, you know what? It does give you the effect of having just licked your lips.
So it's
you
not
know
like
what I mean.
Oh yeah,
like,
go on.
You know,
we're all picturing
you know
like
I mean?
Bright red.
Yeah, it's
that's
nothing
not
like
bad.
That. No, you would notice that if I was wearing that. But I
wish it was bright red.
I will say this: I don't think anybody outside of maybe Sarah Jane knows that I do this.
Right.
Until I told Sauce.
That's because I walked in on you ordering it, and I asked you why a grown man is ordering lipstick.
If it was called Ichiban Chapstick for Men, none of us would be making fun of you.
Right. Yeah, that's
and
right.
It wouldn't be a secret.
Absolutely. You know
but
what?
It's
you're
called
right.
Lipstick for Men.
I know. I don't know. I
How
wish
do you
they would
book a show
it.
In California? You're worldly now.
Yeah. The people who booked this show saw us play in Pueblo, Colorado, and liked us, so they brought us out to California to play this show. So it's
God,
it's
you're
fun,
playing
man.
The whole country. Were you in Virginia or something?
That's
or a year,
absolutely
or
right.
This
yeah,
year or something.
Yeah. I just as a matter of fact, next year we're it looks like we're going. I don't know if I'm allowed to say this one. There's a good chance we're going to the United States, but off the continent.
Oh.
To play a show, which is exciting.
Is that right?
Yep.
Off the continent in the United States? I don't
know. There's literally only two places.
Off the continental U.S.
Right.
Oh. Okay.
I just booked a show.
Order more lipstick.
He's got a point there.
You see what he's doing? You see why, AJ, remember we talked about this yesterday?
I like that he brought it up. I enjoy knowing that you technically wear lip gloss that's called Ichiban Lipstick for Men.
There are things about your Janssen that I know. That you've told me that I never brought up on the air.
That it has Ichiban on it.
Thanks to you.
That's what he calls it.
See, when are you going to learn just to not bring
right.
this sort of stuff
but
up?
I only have a few friends.
Right.
If I don't tell you guys, it's me and my damn dog.
Yep.
I got that show, and then I've got a show in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Have you guys ever been to Tulsa?
Oh, lovely.
What?
It really is, actually. Have you ever been there?
I have not.
We played an acoustic show there one time. It's the Paris of Oklahoma, I believe is what they call it.
Tulsa is?
Yeah, it's the Paris
just say
of
it's
Oklahoma.
That nice.
No, it is. You should see it.
So they think you're better than all of us.
Is it a college town, Tulsa?
No, I mean, there are. Yeah. I wouldn't call it a college town.
I would assume the University of Tulsa is in
it just
Tulsa.
Feels like, it feels, how dare you. It just feels like you've left the country. It's really nice. They call it that for a reason. It's the Paris of Oklahoma, Tulsa, Oklahoma. So we're playing there. I'm excited about
Jeez.
It. Yeah. So,
Carissa, why don't you go with and just get lit?
Yeah, and we should do speaking events there. We'll just double book.
Let's do that.
I'll inspire them, and then you knock their socks off.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear it. Have you been to Tulsa, Oklahoma?
No. No,
it's the Paris of Oklahoma.
The place that you might go. I did a speaking thing there in January.
Is that right?
And it was lit.
Never been.
It's amazing.
It's a 99% chance I'm going there.
That's awesome.
I can't wait.
Grease and I are getting lit this weekend.
What are you doing?
How is that different than any other weekend
like
that's
super
ever...
super lit.
Yeah.
My buddy,
how is that different than any other weekend?
Have I ever told you guys about my friend Gandalf?
That's a terrible name.
That's unbelievable. No,
it's
I don't think you ever have.
Which dumbass friend is this?
Well, he's friends with Garlar and Marlar, but we call him Gandalf.
Are they all wizards?
No, like he's a
like
wizard
Gandalf
of partying.
He is
Lord
a wizard of partying.
He makes Creasel look sober.
Impossible.
Whoa, I have a question. Is Gandalf another nickname for like tree, or is this a completely different person?
Oh, yeah. It's a new person.
Yeah.
Okay, wow, I don't...
How do we not know Gandalf?
This is unbelievable.
He never really comes in town, but he's coming in town this weekend, and we're going to get crazy. The last time we partied with him, I don't even remember where we were, where we ended up, but it was so bad. I think one of us ended up in detox. It was so bad.
Skid marks in the pants.
Parties.
How can
you
party harder than Creasel?
Oh, he does.
Legitimately, it makes me look like an amateur.
What's the next?
Creasel's afraid of him.
Yes.
What's the next level of lit?
Gandalf.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's another level.
We call him that because he's constantly smoking weed out of this big, like, Lord of the Rings pipe.
Bong?
Yeah. Yeah, more of a pipe.
So you probably shouldn't say his real name because from here?
No, he's a lawyer, but
But he can
no
do that
kidding.
And then drink us under the table.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
How can anybody drink you under the table?
There's
that's
no way.
Why we call
get
him
a bigger table.
He's magical.
That's why I'm worried about this weekend, but in an excited way.
Yeah. We're going at like 9:30. We're picking him up at the airport.
Jeez.
Wow. I'm always stunned when he brings in a new friend. You know?
I
like that we've never
any
heard a story
friends.
About.
Oh,
I have no friends. You have 9,462 different friends.
We'll come hang.
Y'all have cool names.
Yeah.
Or
like
dumb
Marlar
names.
And Garlar.
What do you call us to your other friends?
Yeah,
like,
do we
have
wizard
names that we don't know about?
No, he's Corey.
I wish I had a nickname.
I can't say I'll have him on the air.
Yeah, don't tell him anything because he'll tell everybody.
God, look at your lips.
Yeah, would you stop it? I'm not wearing it right now. I'm going to cuss at you. Hey, real quick, speaking of bringing friends in, I have a very special friend I'd like to introduce. I'm going to turn your mic on, dear.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I'd like to introduce you. We're going to talk a little bit about a charity event real quick before we get to break. I know it's early in the morning, but this is Emily Waltham.
Hi.
Hi, Emily. She is from the Gleba Foundation.
Yes.
Emily, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Welcome in, and thank you for coming in so early. I apologize that we had to get you in so early,
but
we have a lot going on today. Tell me what's going on.
Okay, so tomorrow we are having a 5K walk run for the Gleba Foundation. You don't know about Gleba. It is a organization that deals with mental health and mental health issues like anxiety, depression, postpartum depression, things like that. So we are having a 5K walk run tomorrow in Teg Jones Park, in Sand Springs. I've been working very long hours for a few months now with my colleagues, Ken Adams and Mike Hannigan. We're just ready to get this all prepared for tomorrow. So just want to let you guys know, come out, bring your kids.
Sure.
Yeah.
Emily, that's great. Good work. I mean, it's obviously something very close to all of our hearts, but specifically to mine. So good work.
Yes. So, Rachel, is there going to be like a silent auction and like a another opportunity to
raise? It's Emily. Yeah, sorry.
Emily. Sorry.
Yep, we're going to have all kinds of like raffle stuff, silent auction stuff, everything that we possibly can, basically just to raise money for the Gleba Foundation.
Awesome. How long you worked there?
I've been there for 3 years.
I've never heard of it. Okay, local company, obviously, or local foundation?
Yep, local foundation. We are working really hard to just get mental health awareness out there. So
cool. And you said kids are welcome.
Yes, kids are welcome. I'll be bringing my kids, Emma and Ben. They'll be there, so I'm really excited. Yeah.
Awesome.
Kids
appreciate
are
it.
Yeah, thank
yeah, absolutely.
You.
Again,
thanks,
Emily.
Emily. God dang it. I did it again. It's one of those mornings.
That's
Emily.
Okay. Emily.
Emily.
Emily. It happens all the time.
From the Gleba Foundation. Thank you so much,
dear.
Yes,
thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. Nice job. Good work.
Emily, what do you think of his lipstick?
Pretty hot, right?
Oh yeah, it's good look.
Emily, thank you. I appreciate that.
No
but,
problem.
This is not.
It's Ichiban lipstick for men.
Oh really? I thought I had seen that before. Okay, it's a good look.
Thank you, Emily.
Yes, it's good look.
Nice gloss.
Thank you, Emily.
No problem.
There she goes.
He also likes zombie porn.
Yes.
He dabbles. He dabbles in a lot of genres.
I do not like zombies. You know what?
It's just another secret that you just let out of the bag.
I need a new friend. I'm taking applications because I'm getting rid of one of them this morning.
The Power Trip Morning Show returns with Front Page Sports right after this on The Fan.
You're listening to The Fan.
Rap guys, girlfriends. But, you know, who understands those rap guys? They only talk to her because she looks like a total prostitute, okay? I mean, her butt is just so big. I can't believe it's just so round. It's like out there. I mean, gross. Look. She's just so...
This Sunday, noon until 1 p.m., come meet international supermodel Jill Goodacre. She'll be at the bank in Scarsdale. For more information, KFAN.com, keyword events.
Thank you, Age. Power Trip Morning Show.
Getting lit with John Kreese on it Friday morning. We'll play Initials at 8:15. Sauce with victory number 60 a week ago.
Where is that?
That was dramatic.
Where'd he go?
He's bitching at somebody in the hallway. Or bitching about something. I can't tell.
Was that him yelling out there?
Did you wave him in? What is your problem? What is your problem?
Copy machine.
You were just in a good
spot.
You were in a good mood last segment.
Copy machine. What happened to it?
It's junk.
It's 90 years old. What's wrong with it?
It just doesn't work.
What are you trying to print?
My stuff for next segment.
When do you prep?
No, it's for...
Okay.
Send Kenny a
have Kenny the copy boy fix it.
No. Send him an email. No,
why? That's his job. He's the IT guy.
Weirds me out.
He weirds you out.
Who's Kenny?
Kenny the copy boy?
Kenny the copy boy.
He's the dude that is... Okay, this is weird. I don't think I've ever told you this. Kenny is convinced that my name is Toby Cove.
What? TC?
And how long do you think Kenny's worked here? Like 10 years?
He's been here longer
than as I've been on the show, I think.
Yeah, he's worked here like 10 years.
Yeah, it was a little before that, actually, John, yeah.
Like 10 years ago. He called me Toby once, and I didn't correct him, and now I've known him for 10 years.
It's too late.
And he does not listen to this station. He's just like, you know, he fixes the printers, he fixes the copy machines, the fax machines. He's just like that guy.
Dude.
So it's been 10 years.
Wait.
So he'll walk by me in the hall and I'll go, hey, Toby. I'll go, what's What's up, Kenny?
You know, I've heard him do that
never,
before, dude.
Yeah, I've never corrected
and
him.
I can't now. I can't. After 10 years, I can't go back and go, was,
actually, it's Corey Cove, not Toby Cove.
I thought that was a bit between you guys. You know what?
I thought it was like Steve.
Well, I thought I misheard. You know, 10 years ago, I thought maybe I just misheard him.
He calls Corey and Toby are not.
That's why he probably doesn't think he's saying it wrong, and that's why I just, it's not worth it. It's too late.
Right.
I've known him for a decade. It's too late.
That's really weird, man.
Wait, is he the guy that's always wearing Ralph Lauren?
Yes, like every single day. And I'm not one to talk because I wear
Puma
essentially
every day.
But Kenny
the
Copy Boy only wears Ralph Lauren. He's like legitimately stuck in 1996.
You know, and that, you said it a moment ago, he doesn't listen to the show.
He does not.
And that doesn't surprise me at all because you are exactly right, man. That guy is definitely stuck in the 90s. You guys don't know any music outside of the 90s. I don't think he knows life exists.
He doesn't know my name, yeah. Let alone music.
I'm going to say it again. That's kind of your fault. I thought that was a bit between you guys.
No, I just didn't correct him.
I love this song. When I heard the
news today. Here's Front Page Sports with Toby.
Sports. Toby Cove, apparently. the Rams won last night 41-39 over the San Francisco 49ers. Jared Goff, 292 yards, three touchdowns, a 145.8 passer rating. Brian Hoyer, 332 and a couple of touchdowns and a pick. Did you guys see the beginning of the game?
Mm-mm. No.
No.
So I don't know if I saw the stat correct, but basically Rams kickoff, very first play of the Niners. He throws an interception. It's picked off. And the guy gets tackled on, like, the 2-yard line. Todd Gurley punches it in on the next play.
Yep.
And it was something like it was the fastest touchdown ever by an offense
that didn't start the game.
Incredible. Or something, you know what I'm saying?
Sure.
I think it was 13 seconds into the game.
For
they
the team
scored,
that kicked off,
they, right. The offensive team for the team who kicked off scored. So I think it was a record. So super, like, worst-case scenario, the Niners are 0-2. Nobody's there because it's like a 5 o'clock start in San Francisco. The Rams suck. The Niners suck. Just a weird Thursday night garbage game. And Hoyer throws the most telegraphed pick you've ever seen. Almost return for a pick six. Hmm. And then Gurley punches it in the very next
Remember when you doubted the Rams yesterday?
Yeah, Rams are actually decent.
Yeah, Corey.
How about Todd Gurley if you have him on your fantasy squad?
Or going against him.
113 yards, two touchdowns, 36 yards receiving, and a score. Carlos Hyde. 84 yards and two touchdowns. So Gurley, three touchdowns overall. Rams 2-1.
He almost had four.
Niners
0-3.
Did
he got stopped on the 1 yard line.
Yeah.
And like second and third down.
Oh yes. Man, and fantasy then they sort of throwing things at the TV.
I know nobody cares, but it is more proof of how fun fantasy football is. A Thursday night game that's meaningless. I am going against Todd Gurley in one league, and I had the Rams defense. And so that opening drive, I'm like, the pick six, it should have been.
Should have been a pick six.
And then he's tackled. And I'm like, yeah, here we go. It's going to be one of those.
Yeah. We've all been there.
Oh, yeah.
I tuned in like in the second quarter. I'm like, ooh, look, the Los Angeles Lemons. Honestly.
Oh, yeah. Those are
yellowest jerseys of all
gross.
Time.
I played them last night.
Thursday night. What are they? Color rush?
Yeah, right. I kind of liked them, though.
I didn't mind the 49ers ones. I didn't like the yellow. It's like mustard. Who else? The Steelers? Did they have yellow? Somebody else had yellow at one point.
The
Packers,
probably.
What? No, I can't remember.
The Buccaneers are at the Vikings noon on Sunday. No spread in most books, or maybe all books in Vegas, because of Bradford. He's questionable. Tampa Bay's 1-0. Minnesota's 1-1. Case Keenum has defeated the Buccaneers in each of the last two seasons, and over those two games with the Rams, I believe, 65% completion percentage. Four touchdowns and a pick. A 118.8 passer rating. So he has had success against the Bucs, but that doesn't necessarily mean that he will.
No, he talked about that on, what was it, Wednesday when I was down there. Basically said, you know, I'm on a different team, so, you know, my weapons around me are probably better than they were in those games. They're just different, though. Sure. And the Bucs are a different team, too. You know, the Winston and Evans were not the players that they are today.
Right.
The defense, you know, Gerald McCoy, all those guys, it's all different. Now, is there a trend to the scheme? Like, does what he sees on the football field play well against the type of defense that the Bucs run? Maybe, but that can change all in the, you know, one call.
Twins won 12-1 over the Tigers. Maurer 3-for-4 with a couple of RBI, a couple of runs. He's now batting .311.
.311, the Beatles of rock.
Also, the Indians beat the Angels 4-1, so the Twins lead LA and the Rangers now by 2.5 games because the Rangers have won 4 straight. The Angels got swept by Cleveland, and Cleveland has won 27 of their last 28 games. Tonight, 6:10, Kyle Gibson versus Daniel Norris. Gibson's ERA for the season 5.07.
That's how magic numbers at 8.
That's how magic number. That's how good Cleveland is too. By the way, they're getting two teams into the playoffs.
Right.
Wolves training camp, believe it or not, starts tomorrow in San Diego, California.
Shut up.
Wolves training camp. Can't wait. Chris Hockey.
Yes, sir.
Name three current Timberwolves.
Wait, you know what? Blank you. Why is it always... Why don't you do this to AJ? AJ doesn't know
because
ass.
Because he knows Timberwolves.
Do it to Creasel. Do it. Why yeah, but you are...
You don't
I'm
know
the NBA. Nobody knows the NBA. Nobody's watching it. What? Ask Sauce something. Ask Sauce about the letters of the alphabet.
No.
You know what? How about you? You know what? How about this? Name Corey. You would name three things that are white.
Paper, snow, a ghost.
Hooping ding 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 ding.
That's not hard.
That was pretty easy, huh?
I'm not doing it. I'm not playing your games anymore.
Well, that was really tough.
I'm not doing it.
What are you so mad about?
I can't name three Timberwolves.
You literally can't?
Ricky Rubio.
Oh my god.
No.
No. He's gone.
Bernie Madoff.
No.
He's in prison.
What? Terrible at basketball.
Yeah.
And PJ Heisman.
No.
Do you see the pictures of Ricky?
Heisman.
Did you see the pic of Ricky that popped up yesterday, Paul?
He looks sexy.
Yeah. Big old beard, see, long hair.
He's got a beard.
A tattoo sleeve.
Now, tattoos.
Wouldn't you have bet that he couldn't grow a beard?
No.
You have a nice beard, Hockey.
Real nice.
Can I ask you a question?
Who are you talking to?
I'm tempted to say hell no. That's what I'm tempted to say right now.
So, like 2 weeks ago, he admitted to me that...
Yes, another admission.
Dude, no,
another
first of
secret.
All, no, no, whatever he's about to say, I didn't admit.
Yeah, no, you admitted to me that you were into zombie porn.
I never said that. Listen to me, stop.
No.
Time out. I said, did you know that zombie porn existed?
Which means you've probably seen it.
I saw it by accident.
Okay, so, that you've dabbled.
Like the recent uploads kind of thing?
What is it, a pile on hockey day?
And then I walk in there to ask him if he can help me with the printer, and he's looking up shark porn.
Now that is a damn
what is shark porn?
I don't know. It was two sharks.
No.
What are you doing?
No.
Why are you doing that at work? Why are you looking up shark
porn? Two sharks
porn?
Getting it on, or a shark and a human being getting it on through computer
exactly
generation?
That is exactly what
like
I
Michael
want.
Michael Phelps.
Why are you looking up shark porn at work?
You know how you go on websites like FARC.com and
no,
stuff like that?
No, one goes on that.
Of course you do.
Chris goes on MSN.com.
And
look at photo galleries.
FARCBrazil.com.
Okay, you know what? I'm going to talk to you, Chris. So you're the only guy that I can talk to.
Chris
okay.
would understand shark
no,
porn.
No, 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 no.
He's probably dead.
Well, just give him. To
thank
each
you.
Their
you
own.
Know,
Chris.
Right?
See, look, Chris, when it comes to porn, has the most open mind.
Yeah,
let him like what he likes.
Porn.
Oh, gosh.
When you go on a website and you're looking up a story that's like a weird story, and on the right-hand side, there's like advertisements and stuff like this. Well, sometimes if you go on like a weird website with a really weird news story, some of the advertisement stuff are really weird. And one of the advertisements said something about shark porn. And I thought to myself, is this shark on shark?
Right.
Or person on shark?
So it was clickbait.
So I clicked on it.
And watched
and
it.
DA
why not?
And immediately walked in.
Sat down.
Yeah. No.
Well, so you shouldn't rip someone's sexual taste, unless it's like illegal.
Et tu, Crise?
Okay, hang on a second. But being into like not even weird things, but having like sexual fantasies is different than legitimately watching shark pornography.
I did not watch it. I did not. No, I did not. Yeah.
Everybody has their own thing. I get that. Mm-hmm. I'm sure you have your thing. We all have our own thing.
Yeah.
My thing's not shark porn.
What is your thing?
Are you?
What is my thing?
Yeah,
it's not shark
thing?
Porn.
I can only, you know what? This is what?
Yeah. Let's hear it.
Let's hear your. You never admit to your. Like, I've said multiple times.
Yeah, you said you like Big Naturals on the air.
Huge fan. And
right, you said that out loud.
Yeah, I don't care. It's
and
true.
You said butts are sweet.
Yeah, hoots whale.
Right, that's not really a fantasy, though. That's just things that you like that are a part of women's body.
I don't get the question. Answer it. Stop.
Let's hear
beating
it.
Around the bush.
Okay, how dumb do you think I am? I'm not going to say it because you're going to make fun of me.
I will not. I promise.
Let's go around the room.
We've hammered hockey.
Yeah.
Literally.
By the way, mine's not that bad. I'll say it. I don't care. Mine's not that bad. You guys have seen Return of the Jedi, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're supposed to. We're mandated to watch it.
Right, because it kicks ass.
It's part of my contract.
It's the second best of the three, probably.
Yeah, right.
But, The scene where Jabba the Hutt's got Princess Leia in the gold bikini.
Oh, yeah, the gold bikini.
See, it's not that weird. That, thank you for having an open
mind. We share that.
What?
That's your big. Yeah.
I've had a gal wear that.
Is that right? You've actually done it.
The dream has come true.
Yeah. Did you show her your Han Solo?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
The lightsaber was ready.
He didn't have to go Han Solo.
Oh, my God.
Because his Jabba the Hutt came out.
What a great idea.
So lit!
Dude, I can't believe I never thought of that.
Yep. But Hockey has my lightsaber in his drawer, so.
I do.
Yeah.
I brought your lightsaber to the airport for 24 hours.
Dude, where did you get that bikini? That is a brilliant idea.
Was it just a gold bikini, or was it an actual, like, Princess Leia kind of costume?
It was the outfit. And it was before the internet was what it is today, so.
So that's when you actually had Amazon. Right, you actually had to have your fantasies live out in life as opposed to just Googling shark porn.
She did have a few other costumes, but that's the porn.
Or zombie porn. Or animation.
See? Don't rip on people's taste.
You know what? Thank you. That's what you know what?
Well,
fine.
I'm jealous.
Fine.
Yeah. How come I've never had the Princess Leia gold bikini bit?
Well, it's your thing, and now you're never gonna live that down.
Well, you guys all agreed with me. How can you make fun of me?
I'm not going to make fun of him.
Priestel's done it, for God's sake.
I'm going to have to. I kind of like that. My wife would never wear it for me.
You could get a shark to wear it.
But, you know.
Why don't you ever dress like a Thrasher shark?
Or a zombie.
Hockey really loved that Katy Perry Super Bowl.
Left shark. Yeah.
He ran so fast that the bathroom his shadow stayed.
Thanks. One day this week, Meat Sauce is awake for the show.
What a great cover, though. Like, if Kim had walked in, she'd be like, geez, Chris, are you really in that? Is it Katy Perry? Oh, yep. Katy Perry got this thing to happen. Yep, that's what. That's why it's working for me. Shark porn. Nice try. All right. Anyway.
Whatever.
45 minutes from now, Mark Parrish joins the Power Trip Morning Show. Pear Bear is going to be here. Yep, Pear Bear's going to be here. We're going to do the Fantasy Charge Challenge at 6:40. I will talk to Mr. Z about films that are coming out at 8 o'clock, and then at 8:15, because it's Friday, Meat Sauce with victory number 60 last week. Will he get victory number 61 today? The Power Trip Morning Show returns after this.
You're listening to The Fan.
Everybody, it's 6:18 in the morning on the Power Trip. It's September 22nd, but it is Friday, so the Crease is in town. Hi,
hey, Crease. Hello.
Hi, buddy. Big weekend, and this portion of the Power Trip Morning Show brought to you by Chris Lindahl and his team with RE/MAX Results.
Go buy a house. Yeah. Chris is a short timer. You're here for the entire show today, but then you are not here Monday because you're going to California.
That is exactly right.
Adorable.
Big weekend. I'm excited.
Vikings, of course, play here on this station Sunday at noon. Jameis Winston, Mike Evans, DeSean Jackson. And the Tampa Bay Buccaneers take on the Minnesota Vikings. And quarterback, I don't know. Maybe Sam.
It's
maybe
a mystery.
Case. Maybe Jonathan Moxon. I have no idea.
Hey, did the Lynx win last night?
No, they play Sunday?
Yeah, I believe they played
Sunday, right? Yeah. Didn't we make fun of them last week?
Because it was during the Vikings game.
Like, way to go. Pick the day that the Vikings play. Right. So, Cheryl Reeve and company.
That was a test.
Why? To see if we're paying attention?
That's right.
Oh, well, yeah. Well, we passed.
Yeah. You did.
See,
you all
bring
did.
The test,
so did
man.
I'm very, very grateful to you all.
Did you pass? Have a test for you.
What?
I have a new trivia game that I'd like to try.
Oh.
What?
Okay. Yeah.
Let's see how smart you a-holes are. It's time to play Bamboozled.
It's time to play Bamboozled on the Power Trip.
All right, this is a new game called Bamboozled. It's a fun little trivia game just to put you guys in the weirdest possible spots. I want to see if you guys have general knowledge. Sauce, you once brilliantly claimed to have beaten me at Trivial Pursuit, even though it was a team game, so I blame my partner.
I blame mine as well.
Let's go around the room. Contestants, Paul, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I am currently wearing MeUndies, currently wearing shorts that are too short. I basically am dressed like a high school student today, but at least I'm not into shark porn.
Well, thanks for playing Bamboozle. John Criso also joins the show. Hi, John. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, like Paul, I'm also wearing his underwear.
You're welcome.
I like very short walks on the beach.
Sure.
And I've lived your sexual fantasy.
I'm very jealous. I think you were talking to me, right?
Yes.
You were looking at me.
I was looking at Corey Cove. Yes.
AJ Mansoor. Thanks for playing the game, Bamboozled. Tell us a little bit about yourself, AJ.
Oh, hey, Corey. I'm wearing my own undies today. I'm the pride of Burnsville, Minnesota. I wish I had more Tim Hortons coffee in my cup right now, and I'm really good at this game.
Is that right? Chris Hockey, tell us a little bit about yourself, even though we've learned so much already this morning.
Thank you. Currently, I'm sitting in the main studio. I'm looking for a new friend to replace Meat Sauce Paul Lambert because he can't keep a secret. At 9:02, I'm going to start drinking American Honey Whiskey, and I'm wearing no underwear.
Is that right?
Here I go!
It's time to play Bamboozle!
Yay!
On the Power Trip!
All right, Sauce, you go first. Sauce,
okay.
Question one. What 1944 novel describes a barnyard revolution led by pigs?
Is it,
What 1944 novel describes a barnyard revolution led by pigs?
No chance.
It's Animal Farm, right?
Yeah! That is correct.
Wow. Double Amazon Prime?
Yeah, double.
Sauce is on the board.
Oh, he gave me delivery. Two.
Sauce,
oh my
gosh. Do you want a Wicked Wango card or do you want to spin the Wheel of Mayhem?
I want to spin the wheel.
Come on.
All right, you went up three rungs by spinning the Wheel of Mayhem.
Sweet.
Mayhem. Who directed the 1954 thriller Dial M for Murder?
Ooh.
Sauce is still on you.
What do you think, AJ?
You're up three rungs.
Oh,
no help.
I would have had better chance.
Who directed the 1954 thriller Dial M for Murder?
Richard Dreyfuss.
I'm sorry, the answer was Alfred Hitchcock.
Come on, man.
How'd you get the other one and you didn't get that?
Yeah, how do you not know Alfred Hitchcock?
AJ, we go to you.
Richard Dreyfuss.
You said it.
The guy from Jaws.
Oh.
AJ, it's on you. What is the capital of Colombia?
I know this one, actually. It is Bogota.
No, it's Bogota. Close, though. Very close. That is incorrect, so...
Nice job.
AJ!
Shut up.
AJ, you are officially out. John Criesel, we're on you. John, name a movie that doesn't exist.
Poop.
That is correct. That is correct, yes.
It's very creative.
Nice job, Chris.
Does not exist. Right on. Chris Hockey, we're on you.
Okay.
Name three famous Toms.
Tom Joyner, Tom Green, and Tom Joad.
That is correct.
Yes.
Uh-oh.
What?
Oh.
Hungry monkey.
You know what that sound means? That was the hungry monkey, which means it goes back to meat sauce.
Yeah!
Sauce, it's your turn.
I hate that.
Sauce, what two colors are on the Chinese flag?
Red. Yellow.
Got it.
Whoa.
Nice.
So good.
Now,
all
Sauce,
right, man.
Spin the Wheel of Mayhem or draw a Wicked Wango card?
I want a Wicked Wango card.
Wicked Wango card.
You drew the gimme card, which means AJ, even though he's been bamboozled, gets all of your points. So, Sauce.
Every time.
Yeah.
Eat that.
You are out.
Can we do that for the initial?
Every time.
Griesel, back on you. What British actor voiced Scar in Disney's The Lion King?
Ooh.
Come on.
Damn it.
I think
I know this one.
Me too.
Peter North.
Very close.
Hello. Incorrect. That's okay.
He's right. Canadian.
Hello, look at my long yo-yin.
You're what?
Now, Hockey, would you like a Google card or would you like to go up the ladder of chance?
I think I'm going to go up the ladder of chance,
okay.
Sir. Yes. All right. Your phone's ringing, dude.
Chris, what photographer is best known for her celebrity portraits in Vanity Fair and Rolling Stone?
What is her name? What is her name? I can't remember. I just can't remember. I'm sorry.
The hungry monkey again.
I can't remember.
Oh, no. Yep. All right. That means monkey. You, John Kreisel, get to do something very, very fun.
Oh.
You know what time it is.
Oh!
Woo! Super speedy. Speed round.
It's the super speedy speed
here
round.
We go.
Because Chris did not know that Annie Leibovitz was the correct answer. Annie Leibovitz is the correct answer. Super speedy speed round. 60 seconds on the clock, John Kreisel. Here we go. John, name any kind of whale.
A sperm whale. A blue whale.
Who played Abraham Lincoln in the film Lincoln?
Abraham Lincoln. I don't know. I haven't seen
it. Was Daniel Day-Lewis.
Oh. Damn it.
But, John.
Backwards.
Bonus. There's a backwards bonus. You get an additional point if you can say Daniel Day-Lewis's name backwards.
Lewis Day-Daniel.
Whoa!
What fear do you have if you suffer from triskaidekaphobia?
Anuses.
Whoa. Fear of the number 13. What South Dakota tourist attraction can be found at the South Pole?
Mount Rushmore.
Wild drug. In what film does Ben Stiller challenge Owen Wilson to a walk-off?
Oh, Zoolander.
Yes!
That is correct!
Woo!
Last but not least, what is the name of the rat in the Pixar film Ratatouille?
Pumpkin.
I'm sorry, no! John!
Good work,
John,
though!
You pinned it! Hockey is victorious,
Thank
Chris.
You
were the only one who did not get bamboozled. Chris wins.
Come here,
this
pumpkin.
Week, congratulations, Chris.
Thank you, man.
How do you feel?
I feel really good.
Precursor to initials at 8:15.
I don't think there's any doubt about it. I think I got this today.
Very, very possible. All right, when we come back, we'll do the Fantasy Charge Challenge. Paul Charchin will update you on the scores. So far through 2 weeks, we'll talk about fantasy football. We'll tell you where he's going to be for the Friday Football Feast. And so much more. It's the Power Trip Morning Show right after this on The Fan.
You're listening to The Fan.
Welcome back to the Power Trip Morning Show. We normally do What Really Matters during this segment, which is brought to you by LutherAuto.com. Thanks, LutherAuto.com. But look, we're going to bring Charge in here in a couple of minutes when we hook up with him. We do every Friday on the Power Trip Morning Show around 6:40 when we do the Fantasy Charge Challenge. That'll be in a couple minutes because it's like 6:37. We'll get to him at 6:40. AJ Mansour is here. John Kreisel is here. Hi, Meat Sauce.
Hey, babe.
I'm Corey Cove. Chris Hockey will be back in a second, probably. I never know where he's going. Where does he go? It's like Parrish. They just disappear.
Yeah,
it's odd.
Pear Bear will be here in 20 minutes. We'll play initially at 8:15. Where do you go?
We were on a break. I was in the bathroom.
All break?
Do you feel better?
Well, yeah, I do. We were on a break.
I know, but you were gone the whole break.
We're on a break. I'm allowed to go to the bathroom on a break. Right?
A long little bathroom experience,
though.
Speaking of long, you should have seen what I did in there. What's the problem with me going?
You were gone the whole break.
Do whatever you want.
We were on a break!
He can do whatever,
he wants. I can do whatever I want when we're on a break.
He's regular.
We were on a break!
You were gone the whole break.
Yes, so what?
It was a long time.
Is Charge ready to roll or what?
Charge, you there?
I am here.
Hi, Charge.
Sorry.
It's the Fantasy Charge Challenge.
Yes.
Like we always do, before we get to the Fantasy Charge Challenge, we have a lot of other things to talk about. Let's start with this, Charge. Where is the Friday Football Feast today?
Elk River, Minnesota. So those in the northern suburbs is a great opportunity to swing by, or the Northwest, or maybe, I think, honestly, we might even do Monticello after that. We're doing this sort of north and northwestern swing right now.
You guys are on tour.
Yeah.
It is.
So swing by Elk River, B-dubs. You can kiss babies and shake hands with Paul Charchin, which speaking of hands, Charge, you and I did that earlier this week when we got lunch, and we noticed the weirdest thing imaginable, did we not?
No.
Well, yeah. Hmm. I mean, somebody, it had been mentioned to me before, but you and I have, eerily similar.
We are identical hand twins. It's bizarre. Our hands are legitimately identical, and it freaked us the F out. We held them up to each other. I shook his hand goodbye, and he goes, "You have like the exact same sized hand as me." So then we looked at them, and it looks like it's a mirrored image. Like, scars are even in the same spot. It's bizarre. Yeah. We are identical hand twins.
It was like shaking hands with yourself.
It was identical to doing that.
You've both done that.
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
So you both have tiny, tiny hands?
Yeah.
Well, we have tiny little fingies.
Hands on the power trip.
Yeah.
You have little fingies
crack
as well?
All the jokes you want. Charge and I have the identical pair of hands.
Oh, cute.
For you.
Yeah, sweet. And I think it freaked Charge's daughter, Audrey, out.
It did.
Time.
What are you guys doing?
So it's weird because every time Corey picks up a bottle of pop, you know, just like a regular bottle out of the pop machine, looks like he's holding a 2-liter.
Well, then that means Charge does the same thing. I'm telling you. And Charge, somehow, some way, you and I are going to make a fortune touring the country.
I have an idea.
Showing off our identical hands.
I would love you guys to come over here and hold something so it looks bigger. Is that okay? Yeah. Tiny hands?
Would you like one of us or both of us?
Yeah,
it won't matter. Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
If his hands are the size of yours, both of you.
Yeah. Okay.
Genius. We can work that out, I think. I can speak for myself.
All right, party time. I'll be in Elk River.
Another thing that you and I can do without our identical hands is play video games. We use our hands to do that all the time. And my sources say that the early reviews on Mario Odyssey for the Switch are off the charts.
It could be a 10 out of 10.
If the early
previews are any indication, Mario Odyssey is going to be another in a series, really, of blockbusters. What Nintendo has done is they've given you every single month since the launch of the Switch, they've given you one elite title. Mm-hmm. And this is we're getting a full Mario experience. It's taken 6 months after launch, but who cares? And now, the store shelves are filled with them. People are going to have something they can buy for holiday to go with it, and it looks like it's going to be great.
Charge, is NBA 2K18 or whatever, is that worth it for the Switch?
Here's the great news. It's the full-featured game. There was a lot of early rumors that the Switch version would be like it was in the 360 or the PS3, but it's the full-featured game. The downside is lots of reports that the frame rate's bad and that it'll come to a stall while you're playing. Ugh. But still, at least you get a basketball game on the Switch, and you get a pretty good basketball game on the Switch. So I think overall, I haven't seen any full reviews for it yet, and I haven't played it, but I think overall it's still going to be something worth buying if you want a legitimate sports game on a handheld.
You follow these things closer than we do. Is that something that can be fixed with a firmware update or a software update?
Potentially, yes. Okay. If they can code more efficiency into the game.
Okay.
But not, but they're not going to get any new power out of the Switch. They have to figure out a way to code better for
sure,
it.
Sure.
So it's possible, but not necessarily likely.
Right on.
Yeah.
Thanks for the quick update, because I'm super jacked for that. All of that. All right, quick update on the Fantasy Charge Challenge. Through 2 weeks of the Fantasy Charge Challenge, Chris Hockey's in the lead.
No!
He is. Even though Chris will pick for him week one?
Yeah.
Doesn't matter. Yep, yep. But you picked for yourself last week.
I'm a big boy now.
28 points for Chris. I have 24. Sauce has 22. The Ghost Player has 20, and AJ Mansoor has 14. Now, think of how lucky AJ is that we switched scoring systems, because in the old version, right, last year, you'd be down 2 weeks after 2 weeks. That is a monster deficit. That's a bad thing. I think I did that 2 years ago, where you just basically never dig yourself out. It sucks. Obviously, that's different this year, because not only is he only 8 points behind Sauce, he's only 6 points behind the Ghost. So again, the punishment this year, it's the pirate theme. We'll talk about it more in depth as the season goes on. But basically, it's anybody on the show that loses to the Ghost has to do the pirate theme thing in January or February.
Or whoever finishes last. If the Ghost finishes last, then it's just whoever finishes last.
One of us does it for sure.
Yeah.
Maybe all of us do it if the Ghost player wins over all four of us. This week, the order goes AJ, me, Sauce, and our leader, Chris Hockey, goes last. And of course, the undrafted fifth player goes as the Ghost, and hopefully, for all of our sakes, that player does a horrible, horrible job. Last week, Marcus Mariota was the Ghost, and I think tied for the lead, right, with 13 points. So the Ghost had a good week last week. That's not good for us. Charge, who are the five options this week?
We begin with, there's a theme. These are brand name receivers with a combined zero touchdowns.
Yikes.
So these are all receivers who have an opportunity to get on the board for the first time. Beginning with Odell Beckham. He's something of a medical marvel. Despite suffering a high ankle sprain so severe it should have needed 6 to 8 weeks to heal, Beckham's back in half that time thanks to team trainer Charlie Wheeler, with whom he has rehabbed. Philadelphia hasn't allowed a touchdown to a wide receiver, but Beckham crushed them last year with 15 receptions for 200 yards and 2 touchdowns in the 2 games.
Okay. So
there's number
Odell
one.
Beckham Jr.
Number two. Away,
that
away.
Is at Philadelphia.
At Philly.
Next
okay.
is Doug Baldwin at Tennessee. Baldwin leads the Seattle receiving corps in targets, catches, and yards, but that's only translated to, because Seattle isn't doing very well, he's only averaging 5 catches, 52 scoreless yards per game. Tennessee's given up the 7th most yards to receivers and the 2nd most touchdowns. The problem for the CX, of course, is their offensive line. Viking fans are going to recall that in the Vikings preseason game with Seattle, left tackle George Fant was lost for the year. The team now turns in this game to its 3rd left tackle in 3 games, Chip Matthews, son of Hall of Fame tackle Bruce Matthews.
Mark!
Next, up, T.Y. Hilton goes up against Cleveland. He's hosting Cleveland. Hilton has been limited to 7 receptions for 106 yards and lost a fumble so far in the season. The Browns are on tap, which is a glimmer of hope, though. They allowed Antonio Brown to pick up 182 yards in week number one. But the Colts have already gone through Andrew Luck to Scott Tolzien to Jacoby Brissett. Let's hope they don't have to scrape the bottom of the depth chart to go all the way to 4th-string quarterback out of UNA rookie Paul Stevens.
Mm.
Next, Terrell Pryor going up against Oakland.
Wait, Pryor is an A-lister now? Is that the world we're living in where
absolutely.
Terrell Pryor is that
I
good?
I didn't say A-list. I said brand name.
Absolutely.
He's a brand name receiver.
Okay, brand name. Gotcha.
He's very good.
Off to a sluggish start with his new team, but he should be able to use... By the way, he plays for Washington, Chris, and he's going up against Oakland.
Oh, yeah, I do that.
Yeah, should be able to use his unique size-speed combo to get separation against the Raiders' bump-and-run cornerbacks Sean Smith and Gavin Mitchell. The Raiders are allowing averages of 5 catches, 68 yards, and 1 touchdown to the opposition's number one receiver.
Ooh.
And lastly, Larry Fitzgerald. You know who he is, right?
We sure.
To, okay, all right. Yeah. Okay, we're okay on him. He plays for the Arizona Cardinals going up against the Dallas Cowboys. That's at home.
Oof.
When Carson Palmer looks downfield, he favors Jerron Brown and J.J. Nelson, who have finished with 11 and 7 targets last week. But Nelson may not play in this game, and John Brown has already been ruled out of this game. Fitzgerald works out of the slot, which would normally be a long day against Orlando Scandrick, but he's expected to miss another game, which means that Will Colbert will end up starting in the slot in place of Orlando Scandrick.
Hmm. Boy, this is a big pile of crap.
Yeah, this is.
I mean, Odell Beckham Jr., Doug Baldwin, T.Y. Hilton, Terrell Pryor, and Larry Fitzgerald
they're
Jr.
They're all good players.
Yeah, but my God.
Yeah, but not great matchup, not great team,
they
not great quarterbacks.
Actually, they aren't mostly, for the most part, they aren't great matchups.
AJ.
Good luck.
Yeah, this is the, I hate
I'm
that
so
I have
glad.
The first pick this week. I think I have to go Odell Beckham Jr. just because of who he is. Mm. I know Philly's tough. I know it's at Philly. I just look at the rest of those guys, and I can't put them in the same class, so I guess I go OBJ.
I'll take Doug Baldwin on the road at Tennessee.
Goodness
sauce.
Is Pryor on the road or at home?
Pryor is at home.
And so is Fitz?
So is Fitz. The only, yeah, yep, that's right.
Hilton is on the
Hilton
road?
Hilton is at home.
At home, oh, yeah. This is a, now it's like, oh, God. Just because of what everything you said, Charch, and it's at home, I'm going to go Larry Fitzgerald.
Damn it.
Fitz!
All right. Chris Hockey, do you want T.Y. Hilton or Terrell Pryor?
Can we see if he knows what team they play for
no,
first?
He doesn't know who these people
are. Well, if he was listening, Charch said it like 3 minutes ago.
And I knew anyway.
I asked again.
Yeah, sure you did.
Let's see, T.Y. Hilton for the Colts or Terrell Pryor for Washington.
My favorite is when he picks last.
He doesn't know what he's doing.
No.
Well, like, I mean, again, it's picking between the you know, stinkiest turd, right? I mean, T.Y. Hilton,
we'll
again, I don't
yeah.
know who...
Dwight would be proud of this list.
I literally am not sure who the quarterback is for the Colts right now. And Terrell Pryor is...
He named him earlier.
I know, but I don't know who that is.
No one does.
You know what? Just because you guys made fun of me for saying that Terrell Pryor was good, I'm going with Terrell Pryor.
There you go.
So you're going to take Pryor. So the ghost is T.Y. Hilton. Charge, how'd you have it?
We had it Baldwin, Pryor.
Yes.
There you go. Beckham, Hilton, Fitzgerald.
No.
Ballet.
Okay.
We'll see. You know, Beckham's super intriguing because we don't know how much he's going to play. He's only on the field for 32 snaps last week, and they hardly threw to him.
Take that, you Steve.
Right.
If he's a lot better, then he would have been. He is kind of the obvious choice.
That's awesome. Charge again, Buffalo Wild Wings, Elk River, right?
Elk River today, yes.
People are allowed to come see your hands, correct, and take pictures with your hands?
Yeah, you can. When you see my hands, you're going to say to yourself, my God, those are identical to Corey's hands.
Right. So then they don't even have to see mine. They can just go see yours.
That's true. And
then
it's like seeing both of our hands at once.
That's a great deal for everybody involved.
That's sweet.
Hey, Charge, you have sources everywhere. Do you have any idea who's going to quarterback for your Vikings this weekend?
I don't.
Do you have a strong feeling either way?
I think it's going to be Sam, in part because they're letting Sam talk. And a lot of times if you have something to hide, you don't want to put that player in front of a microphone. Mm-hmm. So
interesting angle. I like that.
That's kind of my theory right now, but that's an awfully soft theory. Right.
That's a little bit backwards though, because we like to hide meat sauce, and he constantly is behind a microphone.
Thank you.
That's a good point. That's a good point.
God bless all of you.
Thanks, Charge.
Love you, Charge. Bye.
See you later. AJ, your hands up.
Big 7 o'clock hour coming up. Mark Parrish is here waiting for us in the lobby right now. We'll get to him. We'll let him in eventually. 7:40. We're going to go Vikings news and talk Vikings Bucks. We still have those 3:11 tickets to give away. And a little something called initials later on today. That's your Lexus lineup brought to you by Lexus of Maplewood, Lexus of Wayzata.
The Power Trip Morning Show returns after this on the Fan.
Join us this weekend as Pete Becker makes his MMA debut, and we are hosting a viewing party Saturday, 7 to 10 p.m. at the Moondance Diner. More information, KFAN.com, keyword events.
Welcome back to the Power Trip Morning Show. It's Friday, September 22nd, 2017. John Kreisel still hanging out with us. Hi John. How's it going?
Hello.
How do you think the Fantasy Charge Challenge went? Who would you have selected first?
I would have taken Odell Beckham Jr.
You would have?
Yes.
My man.
There you go, AJ.
But I do like Terrell Pryor.
Yeah, good.
So in Hawks' spot, I would have taken him. So.
Thank you.
Hey, look at Pear Bear's here.
Hi, guys.
Oh, Pear Bear. Mark Parrish joins the Power Trip Morning Show. Mark. Who brings you to the Power Trip Morning Show?
My Lexus of Wayzata and Lexus of Maplewood.
Yeah.
The good people of Lexus and Wayzata and Lexus of Maplewood.
Little Pear Bear over there. Do you like the nickname Pear Bear? Have you adapted to it yet? Have you evolved into liking it? Because a lot of times Rosie will hate bits that we do, and then after a week or two, he kind of warms up to it. Have you warmed up to Pear Bear?
It is on your official Wikipedia
page. It is on your
page. Yeah, I saw that.
At first, I don't know, I wasn't a big fan of it. Then when the very creative fellow, I wish I had his name on Twitter,
came
up with that Pear Bear t-shirt, my daughter just melted, so then of course I fell
in
love with
Pear Bear.
So now it doesn't bother me at all.
You told me last week your wife got in contact with him immediately to see if it was a bit or if it was actually, if they're actually going to produce them, and they actually are.
Yeah. Yeah.
So no kidding.
The fam's pretty excited about it.
Did you have a professional nickname or a collegiate nickname? Were you ever, Pear Bear to your teammates? Did you have something?
I was... Early on in my career, my first couple years in Florida, I was Chief because...
You were Chief.
Yeah,
Chief Parrish.
Ray Whitney asked me if I was any relation to Robert Parrish of the Celtics, and I said, yeah, we're cousins.
So he called you Big Chief.
Kind of a joke.
So, Pear Bear.
The same person.
Pear Bear and Big Chief, what about in college? What about you and Colin? Do you and Colin have cute little nicknames for each other?
That's funny. I haven't talked about this in a while. You know what? He messed with us. We just talked about this the other day. And we don't know who it came from, where it came up, but someone came up calling us the chick and the duck. I don't know. We were always together.
The two of you were the chick and the duck.
The chick and the duck.
Which one
Not
was the
chicken
chick?
And duck. That chick and the duck.
And the chick the duck.
And the duck.
Who were chick duck, and who was the duck? Right?
That's the part we don't know.
So chick
they would
in,
never tell us.
Chick in terms of bird or chick in terms of like derogatory term for a gal? Like it was
I'm going with birds.
So they were both birds.
I'm going with birds. Yeah.
Why were you called birds?
Yeah.
Why were you the chick and the duck?
I don't know. Some just because we were always together for some stupid reason. I don't know.
And you don't know who was who?
No. They would never tell
they
us.
They never told you.
No. And my brother still loves it.
Every time he sees us.
Oh, yeah. When he sees us. Oh, I'm sure he does. In his mind. I think I'm the duck. It's
the
much more masculine.
And the duck.
Yes. I agree.
So, we're going to have Matt Cullen on the show from time to time. Maybe we'll have to start calling you the chick and the duck to your faces.
Yeah.
Would he remember that too?
For sure.
Oh, he would.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
Oh, you said you just brought it up the
Guarantee
other day to him. Gotcha. Never mind.
Guaranteed.
The chick and the duck.
You guys hear about that.
It's adorable.
I don't know which one to call. I like them both. I don't know which one to call
I'm
you.
I'm sticking with Pear Bear.
Okay.
I don't like calling. If we don't know which one he is,
I like Pear Bear.
It doesn't make any sense. I'm not going to call you the duck.
There's not a t-shirt for chick and the duck yet, right?
Oh, that's a good point. Speaking of chicks, what time is it? Can we do something before I go to Fan 5, please?
We got time. Go for it.
Doghouse Radio.
Yes!
Oh, yes!
We haven't done Doghouse Radio in a while.
My wife, as you guys know, and with good reason, yells at me for the money that I spend because I like to buy things.
Yeah.
Doesn't like inflatable dragons?
Whenever. Oh, see, that's a great point. Yeah, thank you, chicken duck.
No, that's
it's Pear right. Bear.
Yeah, it's Pear Bear.
Thank you, because I like to buy things.
Oh,
right?
And I catch hell for clear.
It. But in the midst of catching hell for it, my wife, who gives me the most hell, has developed a problem of her own. Now, I would not have an issue with her because I appreciate it. It's like, welcome to the club.
Right.
Now you can't give me crap because you have just as big a problem as I have.
You didn't say that, did you?
Of course not.
Oh, why would you?
I don't say anything to her. I say it to you guys.
Yeah.
Eventually, it leaks back to her.
Of course. Gross.
Yeah. So, you know what? But you're right. Gross is the right word here because you guys are familiar with a place called Pottery Barn.
Love Pottery Barn.
You do not love Pottery Barn.
I love Pottery Barn.
No, you don't.
What's wrong with Pottery Barn?
It's the worst.
You
it's,
hate Pottery Barn.
It's
why?
She brings home this crap, and it literally is filling our house now. She says it's classy. I think it looks like I prefer IKEA stuff to the Pottery Barn junk.
I love Pottery Barn. It's Pottery
Seriously,
Barn.
No.
Yeah, Pottery Barn's sweet.
It's
Pottery
not,
Barn's kids
no,
stuff
dude,
is cool.
Listen, I don't know about all that.
Abbott's it Millennium
all
looks,
Falcon you know what,
bed?
Dude, that's a problem. Oh, yeah. It all looks like kids stuff. That's
oh,
the thing.
Boy.
This new crap that people just keep manufacturing. She brings home things that are made to look like antiques and then yells at me when I go to a flea market and buy a damn antique.
Well, why are you going to a flea market to buy furniture?
Because, again, it's
all
unique
broken
stuff.
Broken down and busted. Go
but,
to Pottery
yeah,
Barn.
But yeah. It's, no, why would I go buy something new that has been made to look like an antique when I could go to
that's
a flea
what,
market?
That's what my wife's into. So, you've been to my house.
I know what your wife's into.
Okay.
Wow.
The apothecary table that we have downstairs, that's exactly what that is. It's like,
is it from Pottery Barn?
Yes.
It looks like hell.
No, it's supposed to look weathered and old
I
like
hate
that.
It.
It's supposed
yeah,
to look like
it.
It's got
like hockey's private.
I just hate it.
I like things. We got Pottery Barn sheets on
like
our bed. It's
yeah.
the best.
You know what?
Yeah.
I
nothing,
love Pottery Barn.
Nothing from there has any character.
Golly.
It's, for real. I'm being honest.
Okay, you're just bitter. I bet you anything you would like Pottery Barn if your wife didn't have a spending problem with it.
Yeah.
Like if she dabbled in Pottery Barn as opposed to going all out, then you wouldn't hate
no,
it.
No, you go to flea markets.
It's lovely.
And you spend your stuff there and you get unique things that have character to it. They're real antiques as opposed to, I like the smell of an antique. I like it to smell like somebody's house did in 1820.
He wants the
you know what I mean?
Couch that
that's
has
why you
all
like
the farts
old people
in it.
Porn.
Right. I don't like
You like shark porn?
No! Zombie I didn't know it existed! Did you listen?
You were watching it.
Were you listening
Pear Bear,
yeah.
you should have heard
zombie
that garbage.
Porn.
No, now it's shark porn.
Oh, shark porn.
And we
no,
don't
know that. Shark porn.
No, not shark
I
porn. Shark.
I mean a pup.
No, hold on. Does that exist, you think?
Of course it does.
Your dad would know.
How dare you.
He's into that.
So what's the problem? Is that she's going to make you go broke, or is that your whole house is basically the same theme?
A and
or,
B.
Oh, both.
Is there a multi? Yeah. Is it? Can I? Is there a?
Well, Pottery Barn's not super cheap. It's nice stuff.
That's what I'm saying. And again.
So what's wrong with that? You got a nice set of furniture probably in your home now.
I prefer unique things.
Well,
I prefer things with character.
Keep shopping at flea markets.
I'm going
good
to.
Luck with
I'm
that.
Going to.
That is a
all
very
right,
Chris
well,
Hockey thing to do. You like going garage sailing with Abba Dabba.
Thank you.
Take her to a flea market
that's
and
right.
go find
we
a table.
It. I love it. It's the best. And it's a real antique as opposed to a brand new piece of furniture that is supposed to look like an antique.
You are sassy about this.
Well,
what else
you
would you buy
are
sheets from a flea market?
No.
Would I buy sheets from a flea market? Yeah, of course.
Oh.
Are you serious?
Will you wash
no.
them?
No.
No.
It doesn't matter.
No, there's stuff you just can't wash out.
Do you sleep on hotel beds?
Yes.
Yeah, but you don't buy
they
sheets from a flea
new
market.
DAs.
Get the sheets from Pottery Barn. They're just unbelievably soft. It's like
no.
a free ad for Pottery
they're
Barn.
They're $47,000. Yeah, this is not how Doghouse Radio is supposed to go.
Well,
I think
we mostly,
go to Pottery Barn tomorrow,
but we all
we
agree
mostly
with her.
Disagree with you. We're not. I'm not getting furniture at a flea market.
Well, Corey, I'm going to go ahead and say something. I mean, you're experiencing something new. How's it feel to be wrong?
Not used to it at all.
I know.
Yeah, my wife would disagree with that. Wrong race on the council.
I could hardly believe it. I couldn't believe it when Great Clips brought us the news today.
Hey, thanks, Great Clips.
Man, you know what happens when you go to Great Clips?
You get your haircut.
And you walk out there and you go, that was a great clip.
Yeah. I love Great Clips.
Me too, man.
Look at this.
It was.
Yep.
The Rams last night won 41-39 over the San Francisco 49ers. Jared Goff and his brother Jack, they were both in attendance.
JG.
I didn't know that.
Yes, Jack was also there. 292 yards, 3 touchdowns, a 145.8 passer rating.
Well,
how about Jared Goff?
He's figuring it out.
Yeah.
Todd Gurley, 3 touchdowns, 2 on the ground, 1 in the air. Carlos Hyde, 84 yards and a couple of scores. The Rams, 2-1. The Niners fall to 0-3.
Yuck.
Yeah.
Rams are decent now, though.
Yeah, no, I think they may be better than decent, even.
Mm-hmm.
Who's in their division with them? Arizona? Not good.
No.
Yeah. Seattle? Not good.
Yeah, they may win that division.
49ers, right?
The Niners are the worst.
Yep. Yeah, they're bad.
Oh, hi, Mark.
Remember when they came here and whooped us in the preseason? Yeah, that was bad.
Just the preseason, baby.
They're holding stuff back.
Yeah. Good pair of bear back there. The Wild
chicken
one
duck?
Won. No, the chick or the duck. We don't know which one he is.
Not chicken duck.
Wild.
Are you listening to the dude's
good nickname.
Story?
Maybe we should call him barely. That. The Wild one won zip over Winnipeg. Spurgeon scored in the second period. The Wild are now 2-0 if it matters in the preseason. Alex Stalock stopped all 21 shots that he faced. The Wild host the Avalanche tomorrow, 5 o'clock, right here on The Fan.
And that's all the information I have, too, because for some stupid reason it was blacked out.
Yeah.
Why?
Didn't see a thing.
You could have listened right here on The Fan.
I could have.
Yeah.
You could have, yeah.
Nice that you would have cared.
His radio broke.
Oh.
Yeah. Go to a flea market.
Buy your cell phone.
Don't go
radio
to a flea market. And
honestly, I just never even thought of that once.
How many preseason games are there?
Only a handful. Six or seven.
They play in, what, 2 weeks?
Oh, yeah.
And you guys, basically, any of the starters don't play in the preseason, right?
They will.
A little bit? Or?
Just, you know, you got to get your timing back. The hardest thing about getting back in the season, it's always kind of one of those things that I wonder why the NFL isn't as worried about it, because the players that don't play in the preseason, the most important thing is getting used to that body weight on you. You're in good enough condition, to run, to do sprints, do whatever, but once somebody else is battling with you, once somebody else is pushing on you and fighting back, that's what you can't mimic in a weight room or in the summertime. So that's what you just have to get used to, just somebody going into the corner with you, fighting you for the puck, and so you have to do that at least a little bit. Obviously, the older guys don't have to do it as much. It doesn't take as long to get back into shape or whatnot. But,
oh, hi, Mark.
But that's pretty much all it's about.
Hey. That's pretty good. That's a good breakdown. I always wondered about. So how many games, like late in your career, last couple of years, how many games did you choose? And by the way, do the players get to choose?
Sometimes.
Okay.
Sometimes. The coaches will give you options. The older guys sometimes, depending on how it sets up. One of my last years I was a vet. I was one of the oldest guys on the Islanders, actually. And we just, a bunch of guys got injured. I ended up playing 4 games and 4 nights to finish off the preseason just because we didn't have enough bodies.
Wanted
to get down to the team, and he had sent everybody away. And all of a sudden, we just kind of had a string of injuries that took guys out. And then I had the next year he actually made it up for me, and he gave me the last 3 games off. So I only played a couple. And it just varies from year to year.
Okay.
Oh, hi, Mark.
All the guys usually play about half.
The Twins won 12-1 over the Tigers. Joe Mauer, 3-for-4 with a couple of RBI and a couple of runs. He's now batting 311.
311, the Beatles of rap rock.
Couldn't agree more. They are the Beatles of rap rock. Oh, the Indians also beat the Angels 4-1. So the Twins lead the Angels and the Rangers by 2.5 games. The Rangers have won 4 consecutive baseball games, which sounds like a lot, but not in comparison to Cleveland, who has won 27 of their last 28 games. So thanks to Cleveland. Or for kicking the Angels' ass.
Yeah,
that was pretty nice.
Thank you, Cleveland.
Hello, Cleveland.
But tonight at 6:10, Kyle Gibson in his weird season takes on Daniel Norris in the Tigers. Gibson's ERA 5.07, and I know he's been the butt of a lot of jokes, but he's consistently getting better. If you'll indulge me, check this out. Here are the number of innings that Gibson has lasted in his starts this year. It gets better. 1, 2, 3, 5, 4, 3, 2, 2, 2, 4, 6, 2, 4, 6, 4. Then there's a 2, 2, 4, 7, 5, 7, 6, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7.
What you know about 7?
Consistently pretty good out of Kyle Gibson. So rip him all you want. He's turning this thing around, man.
Just think, people are like, he should be out of the minor or out of the majors. They sent him down to the minor leagues. Says the baseball guy said, we got to fix a couple things. They brought him back up, and now look at it.
Hmm. By the way, several Major League Baseball teams have already announced that they will extend the nets after a preschool-aged girl was hit by a foul ball in the Twins-Yankees game a couple of days ago. Mariners, Padres, Rockies, and Reds, and more are expected. And, of course, Major League Baseball in general, just considering moving the whole league to doing something specific.
So she's going to be okay, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Thank
God. No, it sounds like she's awful.
Hockey a few years ago, that's what happened. We didn't have the nets behind. And, oh, it's just sickening. Poor girl in Columbus who ended up getting hit in the head and passing away from it. Mm. And the first couple games, remember, we had in New York to put the nets up, and when the pucks wouldn't flip over, the whole arena would boo because they were missing a souvenir. A little girl.
A little girl. Like,
you want to win your little neighbor, niece, friend, cousin, daughter, whatever. Like, come on, people. It was pretty sickening to us as players.
Ugh.
Well,
that sucks.
That's depressing.
You are welcome for bringing
that
down.
That's depressing. Why did you bring that up?
The Buccaneers, of course, are at the Vikings noon on Sunday. No definitive word yet on Sam Bradford. Case Keenum has played the Bucs a couple of times in the last couple of years and beaten the Bucs a couple of times in the last couple of years. So you got Winston, Evans, Jackson, and more on Sunday. Xavier Rhodes says, quote, "If I'm on Deshaun, I'll have to do a lot of hamstring workouts. If I'm on Mike Evans, I'll have to get in the weight room." Do we know what the deal with Tremaine Brock is yet?
He hasn't played yet, has
he? That's what I'm asking. Right. I mean, what is the deal? They traded for him.
What is the deal?
I thought he was supposed to be playing.
It almost feels
what is the deal?
He injured his groin in I think it was actually the game against the Vikings when he was with Seattle, the preseason game. Uh-huh. So I think people jumped to a conclusion that, hey, maybe he has a little bit of a sore groin and he's new to the system, so we'll just give him the first week off. The reality might have been he actually has a groin injury, and that doesn't necessarily fix itself after 1 week.
Or he was traded for to motivate Mackenzie Alexander, too, because he looked so bad in the preseason that maybe it was to light a fire under him.
That could be.
Hmm.
1 hour from now, we play Initials on the Power Trip Morning Show. You can start guessing on Twitter who's going to win Initials and how many points are they going to score. Hashtag Power Trip. AJ, Sauce, Hawk, and Parrish are playing today. Pear Bear back there. If you guess correctly, you are eligible for a $100 Visa gift card thanks to our friends at McDonald's. And Sauce, my sources say AJ's very confident he's going to win today.
Supposedly.
You mean supposedly. Supposedly.
No, supposedly.
Supposedly with a D, not supposedly.
Leave the D out.
Okay.
Is he trying to say supposedly?
I can't tell.
Supposedly.
Dear God.
What?
It's supposedly, so with a D.
That's a whole different word you're saying.
No, supposedly.
Oh, my God.
All right. Well, there you go.
I don't know what you're saying.
You say milk weird. You say supposedly, apparently.
Some hot rummers.
He's not
some
even saying rummers. Supposedly. He's saying supposedly.
Right.
Supposedly.
No.
That's not the
what
word.
What else
say,
is it?
Say milk.
Milk.
You also
Harvey
say the word
what?
While weird. Yeah. You say it like well. Like, yeah. I was doing this while I was doing this.
What do you sleep on at night with your big old head?
What?
Yeah, supposedly. anyway, guess on Twitter, hashtag Power Trip. Gotta have the hashtag Power Trip. John, you're out of here?
Out of here.
You
I
will
love
be
you,
missed.
Chris.
Yep. I
love
will
you,
see
Chris.
You guys in 2 weeks. Have fun up in Fargo. Love
yeah,
you guys.
That's right. We're in Fargo a week from today at the Sanctuary. 5:30 to 9
wait.
Next Friday, Fargo, North Dakota. We're coming your way. So Detroit Lakes, go crazy, right?
Yeah,
next
man.
Friday.
All
Pear Bear's going to be there.
Yeah.
Chicken Duck.
And Chicken Duck.
Chicken Duck.
The Power Trip Morning Show returns after this on the Fan. Way No Way is climbing the charts with their hit song Betrayal in the Common Room, and you can see them October 15th at the Asian Student Union on campus. For more information, visit KFAN.com, keyword events. Initials, 1 hour from now. Don't go anywhere. Sauce with his 60th career victory last week in one of the weirdest games of all time. Triple overtime. On his birthday, too.
Yeah.
People claimed that it was rigged. It was not.
I
wish it was. I wish it was, AJ, with two of the biggest blunders in Initials history.
Just gigantic brain farts. Yeah, it was
all right. It's all right.
Well, and I think I speak for AJ. It wouldn't be nice, but I think AJ and I have won every game, AJ most of them, for the past 3 months.
I think it's 2 months, yeah.
The good like guys. Way to go, good
Yeah, you guys are overdue over there, Pear Bear and Chris Hockey.
Remember when Malone's was worried?
Yeah.
Yeah, Malone's, well, he won four straight
remember
times
when,
he appeared.
Remember when people liked you two?
I don't. I don't remember that at all.
No, I don't.
I don't remember.
This building
winning cures all hatred.
No idea.
Yeah.
Hey, by the way, special thank you. We got a... How dare you? studio full of listeners, and one of these lovely folks brought in some delicious cheesecake. Have you guys had this yet?
I'm not a cheesecake guy.
I'm not normally either. My gosh, this is really, really good. Where'd you say this is from?
Where? It's on the box. Read the box.
Mama's Little Bakery, Chicago, Illinois.
And it's that good.
I normally do not like cheesecake because it doesn't taste like cheese or cake. This is delicious.
The crust, man.
Yeah.
They brought it from good. Chicago, Illinois.
Chicago, Illinois. That's right. Mama's Little.
I think the second person we've had drive, 7 or 8 hours from Chicago in the last couple of months to watch this show. Yeah.
That one guy drove all the way through the night and came straight here.
Yeah.
Hadn't slept.
And he said, this is completely not worth it.
Yeah. That's right. Sauce, you've never been to Chicago because you've never been west of Ohio.
I have never been west of Ohio.
You are awful at geography. I love you to death, but my God, you're awful at geography.
I've never been west of Ohio.
Right. You're currently west of Ohio.
Do you know where we are?
Do you know where Ohio is?
Yeah, I guess that's a good point.
Can you name the state you're currently in?
Yeah, what state?
Yeah,
are we
Minnesota.
Ooh, that's a. Ooh.
Can you name all 50 states?
Oh, that's a great one. I was thinking the exact same thing.
Yeah.
No.
I bet.
GD way.
Life's better with money in the line, right? I bet you $50.
$50.
$50 for 50 states.
So can I get a dollar for each state?
No, but I bet you $50 by the end of the segment you can't name all 50 states.
Ooh, that's a lot of money.
Got it. You're in. You're taking it.
Yeah,
if you forget one, I win $50. Oh. You have to get all 50 by what? You have about 8 minutes.
You're ugly.
You can do it.
Of course. Leave me alone.
Wait a minute. Wait. Hold on 1 second. For real, you're doing $50.
Yeah. Who cares?
Dude, do you have $50? You've never been west of Ohio.
Does
How can you name all 50?
Spell them right.
No, he doesn't have to spell them right.
But
if
you
hold on.
You've never seen an adult lady naked.
Hold on 1 second.
I did once.
Wait a minute. Moms don't count. Hold on one second.
Go watch shark porn.
Yeah.
Hold on.
Nice lipstick.
Hold on.
Yeah, I got it. Leave me alone.
That's my point.
You've traveled. I love traveling. You like traveling, but you don't travel very often.
I've been to Italy, Ireland.
Yeah, none of those are states.
Hawaii.
There's one. Okay, there's one.
See, that's what I'm saying.
You want them in alphabetical order?
So we're in, right?
No. Yes, we're in. $50.
Okay, $50.
Shut up.
Corey, he's pretty sure of this, dude.
I'm not too worried about it. He is a world traveler. I'm not super often a world traveler, and normally I stick to the States. Did I ever tell you guys when I was backpacking through Europe, though?
No.
That's true. Years ago, I was backpacking across Western Europe, and I was just outside of Barcelona hiking in the foothills of Mount Tibidabo.
What?
And I was at the end of this path, and I came to this clearing, and there was this lake, very secluded, and there were tall trees all around, and it was dead silent, just gorgeous. And across the lake, I saw this beautiful woman bathing herself, but she was crying.
Wait, is this a story, dude? Is there a point to this? Is it going anywhere?
Well, then I won't tell it. I was going to share with the class.
Well, just tell. Where are you going with it? Is there a story that we should be talking about on the radio?
I was in Europe backpacking, and I saw basically a naked chick bathing herself, and I was going to share the story while Sauce is doing States time.
Is
there a payoff?
Yeah.
Yeah, what's the punchline?
There's nudity and there's world traveling. We're talking traveling.
I can't see the nudity. Do you have a picture of her?
She's much more attractive than a naked shark. Fine, forget it. I won't tell the rest of the story.
Just be quiet and have a piece of this cheesecake.
I don't like cheesecake. Yes, you guys are crushing it anyway.
Why don't you have more hockey?
Hey, why don't you keep naming states there, DA?
He's got two.
How many C's are in Chicago?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, spelling
this is
doesn't
the easiest
count.
$50
Wait,
I've ever
spell
made.
Right?
No.
No, you don't.
Pear Bear already said you don't have to spell them correctly.
No, we agreed on
St.
that.
St. Louis?
Mm-hmm.
Also not one? This is the easiest 50 I will ever make.
I should have jumped in because there's no way.
I'm pretty shocked.
Nah, I'm with
that,
you.
You went after this.
Sauce, you have about 6 minutes.
Tom Brady. No, there's no way. No, even I couldn't do it that quickly, and I know him. Tom Brady has a new book out this week called "The TB12 Method." Have
Your
you guys heard of this?
Has a book
That's
out.
A terrible title.
That is a terrible title.
The TB12 Method: How to Achieve a Lifetime of Sustained Peak Performance.
You guys keep it down.
And no, I can't.
Off, dummy.
Nope, not when I look at you. And he seems to be trying to become the Gwyneth Paltrow of all athletes.
Oh, great!
That's right. In addition to the workouts, the recipes, the wellness tips, and hawking his own vitamins and supplements, there's a whole section on water. And you should listen up.
Water.
There. That's right. You should listen up to this chicken duck because
I don't think you get that.
It includes a passage where Tom implies you can prevent sunburns just by drinking water.
That doesn't sound right.
And I know you have problems with sunburns back there.
I drink a ton of water.
Yeah, well, apparently not enough.
God, you're a medical marvel, Mark.
He says,
Parrish.
When I was growing up and playing outside in the sun, I got sunburned a lot. I was a fair-skinned Irish boy, after all, just like me, by the way. I'm Irish as well, as we found out. These days, even if I get an adequate amount of sun, I won't get a sunburn, which I credit to the amount of water I drink. I always hydrate afterward, too, to keep my skin from peeling. So there you go. Sunscreen, smunchscreen.
Is this on the level of...
I don't buy that at all.
Is this on the level of, like, flat earther stuff?
I'm done.
Is it that dumb?
I'm done.
No way.
All right, AJ, check it. There's no way you're done.
You know what? You're done already.
Just, may I please wear sunscreen, everybody?
Yeah,
don't just drink water.
Yeah,
that's sure. You have like 3 minutes left.
TB12 method.
AJ, check it quickly.
Are you, is he checking it right now?
Yep.
Okay, all right. Well,
I got him.
There's no way.
There's no way. There's no
way
you got him that quickly.
Yeah, not that quickly.
Two 20s, a 5, and 6-1.
Okay, most of us would have done this like alphabetical too, because maybe we know the song.
I know the song.
I know the song too.
I do not know the song.
This is going to take twice as long for me to check because they are completely hodgepodge and out of order.
And I threw a couple wieners.
You know what?
There.
The only song he knows is "Hold the Pickle, Hold the Lettuce." Shut up, lady, you upset us. All we ask is that you let us have it our way.
What? I've never heard that. You say that again?
Hold the pickle, hold the lettuce. Shut up, lady, you upset us. All we ask is that you let us have it our way. It's a song we used to sing. It was a television commercial for like maybe Burger King or something.
What?
I don't know.
That would really fly in 2017. Right. Shut up, lady. Shut up, lady, and serve it our way.
Anyway, Tom claims he drinks 2.5 gallons of water every day.
Yeah,
which is excessive for a normal person, but you know he's an athlete. He sweats a lot.
He's like a racehorse.
I bet he does.
Got kidney problems,
funny, right? Yeah. Anyway, so there you go. But please, kids, wear sunscreen.
Okay, I can tell you already, even though they're out of order, there are only 46 listed.
What?
Here.
No.
So you're short.
No, I'm not short.
I should have known you can't even count.
I wrote the numbers next to them. There's only 46.
No, 46.
No. How many stars are there on the flag?
Hey, you got 3 minutes left, 2.5 minutes. So
hurry up. Yeah, keep
counted
going,
them.
Baby. Keep on going.
I'm not short.
You are short.
All right, here we go.
I don't want to listen to him think.
Me either.
We often hear him think out loud. That's most of these segments on this show.
By the way, Oklahoma State and Ohio.
No! Oh, damn it!
I had that one.
I didn't think about that. You know what? I can't even do the story then. But there are two schools that go by the nickname OSU, and they have reached an agreement so they can both keep using the nickname.
OSU?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Did you have those? Did he have those, AJ?
I don't want to say it because I'm not sure.
I know he had one of them, but...
Damn it.
Okay.
That was an accident.
Doctors found signs of CTE in the brain of NFL star turned murderer Aaron Hernandez.
And there's a lawsuit, right?
I don't know.
I think the family is suing the NFL. Mm.
What?
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, I got it.
There's no way.
Oh, good Lord. I can't wait for this
now.
Delaware.
Okay, Delaware is what? That was the last one.
Yep.
But he said...
There are 50. Hang on. You keep talking.
See?
No way.
There's no way.
I'm kind of excited. 220s, a 10, and a 5.
That's $55. Can't count, can't add, can't name all 50 states.
What's the deal? What's the deal?
My guess is he has Chicago in there somewhere.
Now he has Illinois.
The segment's over, by the way, so this is it.
This is
because we have to go to break.
This is it. He might have gotten $50 on the line.
Good timing, though, Sauce, because this is legitimately it. If you have it, you win. If not, we are going to break, and we're doing Vikings News next.
Okay, hang on a second. Let's start. There are two wieners drawn on the paper, naturally.
But those two of the 50.
Yeah,
all right.
Wiener for Pennsylvania.
The bet will officially be lost because you have Nevada listed twice.
What?
Once at the top and once down here at the
bottom. That doesn't count. I win!
You won $50!
Yes. Look, right here.
Vikings News is next. Power Trip Morning Show on The Fan.
You're listening to The Fan.
Welcome back, Power Trippers. Thank you for tuning in. It's Friday.
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
Where's my sandwich?
Who are you talking to? Because obviously I'm in my own studio over here, dude. I have no idea.
That was your sandwich?
Yeah, where is it?
I just threw it away.
You threw away my sandwich?
It had been sitting
here. My sandwich.
First off, it looked disgusting. And it was smelling up my space. I didn't know it was yours. I thought Creasel had left it.
You threw away my sandwich.
It looked like it had been there for a week.
Well, were you going to eat it?
No, but it was smelling up
my
space.
Sandwich.
Have some more cheesecake, Fatty.
Fatty?
I didn't know.
God, it was mine. I'm going to go get another one.
Since when are you eating sandwiches at 7 o'clock in the morning?
Yeah.
Because my dad's horny? What does that have to do with your eating habits?
He's been eating it for 80 years.
That's what this one looked like.
79. He's not quite that old yet. All right, Power Trip Morning Show. Initials at 8:15. Sorry. Don't forget, guess on Twitter, hashtag Power Trip. Who wins initials and how many points do they score for your chance to win a $100 Visa gift card?
Good
thanks
guys!
To our friends at McDonald's.
Good guys.
Yeah.
But that's at 8:15. Right now, it's time for Vikings News.
It's time for Vikings News.
Yeah. Good guys.
Presented by
Redco, your truck accessories by Corey.
I'm glad Pear Bear is here, because Parrish, last time I checked, you played professional hockey.
That's what the yearbook says, Jim.
Yes, and you also, I assume, got an injury from time to time.
Yep.
So you've dealt with this kind of secretive things where you know more than the fans know, the team knows more than the fans know, the team doctors you have to deal with, and you guys have to come up with a plan. Everything that Sam Bradford is currently going through, very standard procedure, right? Talk about the player team doctor dynamic and maybe some injuries you've had and then doctors that have helped you get back on the ice secretively and as quickly as possible.
I did have a bunch of injuries. The two that I saw being that I spend the most of my time out in New York, Dr. Richard Burke was the shoulder guy and Dr. Drake Ramore was the knee guy. And those guys, it was incredible how well you get, especially you get that specialist. If you just go to a general orthopedist. Orthopedist?
Yeah.
You know, it's not a bird. First thing I can think of. Anyway, no, they're spectacular. You have to have a trust with your doctor, because they have to be able to step up and either hold you back or push you sometimes.
Real honest question. Do you have to see the team doctors, or could you go see your doctor as well?
Vice
versa.
You could see another doctor.
Okay.
Sometimes what will happen is the teams... Well, New York, actually, it's kind of a tricky situation, because Greg Lotus, who was played for North Dakota, was a first-rounder for the Jets, and they completely... One of the knee doctors, not Dr. Ramore, completely messed up his knee, and he got an infection and had to take out all his ligaments. He played one preseason game, played a quarter, and his career was over. And because of the New York rules, you cannot sue a team employee. In New York, the team doctors are team employees.
Ooh.
So he got nothing from malpractice. He couldn't do anything at all against the doctor, even though the doctor has malpractice insurance. That's what they have it for.
Right.
It doesn't matter, because he's a team doctor. So
all of his ligaments.
All of them. It went from just a blown MCL to complete. He's going to have to get a new knee eventually. And he's one of those guys that's 6'8", 350 pounds.
Yeah,
he's an
offensive
lineman.
Goodness sake.
I wonder how often or how common this kind of thing is with a knee problem. Like Sam Bradford, you've had a couple of ACL injuries, and all of a sudden, you just seemingly out of nowhere in a non-contact play, you get like a bone bruise or all of this swelling. Because it sounds to me that it's not that common, and it doesn't happen to every guy, and it is a big deal when you get a bone bruise like this out of absolutely nowhere. So I'm still concerned for Sunday. I assume the team doctors are concerned moving forward. I mean, this could be a problem all year long, theoretically.
Yeah, but technically, if Bradford plays, this will all be a moo point.
You mean a moot point?
Yeah, what is wrong with you today?
It's a moo point. It's
today,
a cow.
This is new.
It's a cow's opinion. It doesn't really matter. It's moo. Get it?
My gosh.
Go ahead, Dr. Knows all the words.
Nailed it.
That's him. Well, I don't know about Dr. Knows all the words, but I do know that the official injury report from yesterday says quarterback Sam Bradford was limited in practice. Last week, he was limited in practice as well and did not play.
Yeah, and today we'll get the designation. He'll be limited again today and questionable.
Right, 100%, right?
Yeah, 100%. Let's just flip a coin, right? What's the most you've ever lost in a coin toss? Yes or no, does Sam Bradford play on Sunday? Just gut instinct. None of us are doctors. Only AJ's gone down there. I guess Chris probably went down there this week too, right?
Mm-hmm.
So some of us have gone down there. This is just pure speculation. Does he play on Sunday or not? Charge went with the microphone bit that they would be hiding Sam Bradford if he wasn't aiming to play.
Mm-hmm. That's what we were talking about earlier
this
week.
Do we buy that or not?
I think he is going to play.
So you say Sam is a yes. Pear Bear.
Well, if AJ says yes, I'm going with yes, because I don't know if he's practiced or anything.
Hockey.
I have had horrible knee pain, and after nothing a shot can't cure, been able to jump up and down on stage like an idiot. I believe he plays.
Sauce.
I don't know.
Take a guess. That's the game. We're guessing. None of us know.
Nope, we
Let's
don't.
Just make that clear. None of the five of us know.
This For the
all
record.
A guess.
I don't know, though.
So take a shot at one of the two.
I think he'll play.
Okay, so it's unanimous. We all think we're leaning towards he's going to play. And Chris, you've dealt with all of this knee pain in the past, or at least very similar to Sam Bradford.
Yeah.
What's the worst pain you've ever experienced when it came to your knee? Like, did one ACL tear hurt more than the others?
The ACL pain didn't hurt nearly as much as the effects of them.
Cartilage.
The bone-on-bone pain is terrible.
Yeah. Yikes.
It's terrible. You
is
know?
That the worst pain you've ever experienced?
Close.
Anybody else have an experience off the top of your head where the pain was off the charts?
I didn't do anything to my knee, but when I was in college, it went away. Between the time that it happened and I got to the doctor, it went away. But they think it was either a kidney stone or a gallstone that dissipated itself or
Yikes.
Something. But I couldn't breathe. I was worried about suffocating myself, I guess, because I couldn't breathe. It was so painful when it was in my lower back.
Sauce.
Sucked.
I rode my bike with no shoes on after my dad told me don't ride your bike with no shoes on, but because I didn't care, I did it anyway.
Ooh.
And my two big toenails ripped off.
No.
Yeah, because I stopped too quickly because I was doing badass tricks. On my very expensive BMX bike.
How old were you?
Bought 10.
I think Dobby get the same one? Yeah. Dobby said, I want one because Paul gets one.
I'm not kidding you, maybe three times.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay. It's still in my parents' garage. But yeah,
what happened to your toenails?
They ripped right off.
Can I kind of cheat for my answer? Because I'd probably say breaking my arm is probably the worst. I broke my wrist.
Yeah.
The worst pain I've ever seen is... It's hard to describe because I didn't actually experience the pain. But based on what she told me... A gal that I know that has had children, so she's gone through the whole childbirth process, was on spring break with me and a bunch of our friends from high school, like when we were 19 years old. We're in South Padre Island, Texas. She got stung by a jellyfish when three of us were on the beach. Do you guys know what you're supposed to do when you get stung by a jellyfish?
Absolutely.
You're supposed to pee on the sting.
Yeah.
So I've never seen a human being freak out more than she was. So my friend and I had to basically figure out which one of us was going to pee on her foot. And meanwhile, while we're discussing this and arguing about who's going to do it, you have to do it, I have to do it.
Right.
She's freaking out. So that was in college. She's since had kids and said that the jellyfish sting was the worst pain she's ever experienced, including childbirth.
Wow.
Yeah, no thanks.
Holy moly. So, I mean, who did it?
We don't talk about that.
Really?
We can just move on. We're not going to talk about that. Let's just say I stepped up.
You did?
Let's just say I stepped
up. You did?
So,
wow.
That hammerhead has saved two lives.
Accurate.
So true. Wow. You have a very talented wiener.
Thank you.
It's a lifesaver.
Yeah. Well.
Dude, I've never seen anybody freak out like this.
Wow. I mean, you better a lifesaver in your mouth.
And it was instant, by the way, too. So you know the scene in Finding Nemo where they go through the jellyfish field?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's an animation, and every time I've seen that movie since then, I'm like, these are fish. They don't even know what they're dodging here because it looked like she was getting murdered. Wow. And she got stung on the top of her foot.
Wow.
Ugh.
And it was like lights out pain.
And it stopped immediately.
We don't really talk about it.
Why? I don't know why.
I don't know.
A heroic thing you did.
You might have saved her foot.
Yeah.
I stepped up.
It's a lifesaver. It's the David Hasselhoff of the wiener world.
Yeah, you are. You should not eat cheeseburgers on the floor.
The Hoff kicks ass. Baywatch kicks ass.
Yeah.
Well, Yasmin Bleen is the winner by a mile and a half. Hawk's a Pam Anderson fan.
Damn
I get
right.
I'm all about Yasmin.
Hmm. Pari?
Yes, sir.
What was that? You said you had a terrible pain, too.
Yeah, I don't know which one was worse, but I broke my leg and my shoulder.
At the same time?
No.
Your leg broke.
Were you in a car crash?
But it broke into your shoulder?
Years apart.
Were you in a high kick contest?
No.
Kicked your shoulder?
Just playing hockey.
Daniel LaRusso?
Just playing hockey.
Nordo?
Yeah. Pete Sauce?
Not for real. So,
did you get your teeth smashed out?
Well, yeah, but that didn't hurt as bad as my shoulder.
Are you high? It doesn't.
You've ever broken a leg or your shoulder?
Nope.
No.
Yeah.
I would guess the shoulder would hurt more because it's attached to more.
What?
Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, it's everything moves.
There's more motion. There is definitely more thing. Well, my shoulder.
If you cough, your shoulder moves. Yeah. If you sneeze, your shoulder moves. When you breathe, your shoulder moves.
And
when
your
you're getting it on, your shoulders
your
move.
Your nightlife's killed if you break your shoulder, Hawk.
Why is that?
Because you can't, you know. Showing who's boss.
AJ, what do we got in the 8 o'clock hour of the Power Trip Morning Show?
We're going to come back. We will probably extend the Vikings conversation. Talk to the Twins, who had a big win last night. We will get to the initials game, and we still have those 311 tickets to give away. This is your Lexus lineup brought to you by Lexus of Wayzata, Lexus of Maplewood.
And as always on Friday when we come back, we'll talk to Mr. Z about the films that are hitting the box office right after this. This is the Power Trip Morning Show on The Fan.
You're listening to The Fan.
In theaters October 6th, Susie Moss and Erica Ford star in Unagi, directed by Kate Miller. For more information about preview screenings, check out KFAN.com, keyword events.
Welcome back to the Power Trip Morning Show. Initials 15 minutes from now. Of course, we are the home of the Minnesota Vikings. They play here on Sunday at U.S. Bank Stadium against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. The 1-0 Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Of course, they didn't play two games because one of their games was canceled because of, I don't know, a hurricane? Right? Take a week off. No big deal.
Not a bad excuse.
Mark Parrish is here. Looking to get back on the initials.
Hi.
High horse, Chris Hockey as well.
Hey.
You guys haven't won in a couple of months. AJ and Sauce just battling back and forth. Sauce with victory number 60 last week.
Oh, good guys. Yeah, good guys.
Good guys, man.
Good guys.
Yeah.
Good guys.
Mark, can I just bring something up here quickly?
And you
I
don't know mean what?
To. I'm sorry.
It's one of those days.
I walked over there during the break. How much cologne do you have on?
You don't wear cologne.
Well, first of all...
After his BO yesterday.
Yeah, you did... Well, okay, after the crowbar incident yesterday morning, you got into a scuffle with a gentleman across the street.
Yeah, Flash Armstrong.
Flash Armstrong. You started sweating like crazy, and you had Tommy Olsen and meat sauce smell your armpits.
And I smelled bad.
You could not have smelled worse.
You know, and here's what happened.
It was gross watching you guys go back in for more, too.
When I got home, and I was talking to my wife about that story, and I told her that, you know, the testosterone was flowing and I smelled really bad. She mentioned that I am starting to develop an old man smell in her
Oh,
house,
great. Welcome aboard.
Which is awesome. Thank you for that, honey. Yeah. Appreciate it. And so I went and I bought me some cologne. And I'm sorry if it's a little strong, but I've never worn it before. I don't know how much to use. I'm looking for my signature smell. So I got this stuff from Target last night called Ombre.
Excuse me?
Ombre.
You wear a cologne named Ombre.
Ombre. H-O-M-B-R-E with a little thing on it.
That is Ombre? So something Ombre. You would normally do.
Well if you don't like it, much. I apologize. Here's sorry.
Just a quick tip. Don't pour a full tub of it and lay in it for 12
see,
hours.
Again,
that's the Henry Lake theory.
I apologize.
You just douse yourself in cologne.
Again, I'm not used to doing it, my apologies if I put a little bit too much Ombre
and
on.
If you roll
I would say you basically do two sprays in the walkthrough, right?
Yeah. Or two
sprays, walk through it,
here's
spin.
The weird thing.
Or don't wear it.
Or Parrish, do what the rest of us do and skip it.
Parrish has been in here the entire time.
Bear.
But yeah,
yes.
Chicken duck.
No.
But, here's the thing. Either he's just not as big a D-bag as you, or he likes the smell, because he hasn't said a word about it. Yeah. Do you like the smell of my ombre?
Yeah.
Yeah, see?
Well, let's just say it goes well with your Ichiban lipstick for men.
Well, can I ask a question, too, that we're probably all wondering? It came from the men's department, right?
Of course, duh.
Just check.
Just your purse?
What do you mean it came? Oh, I see what you're saying. You know what? You've changed.
Who, me?
Yes.
Oh, good guys.
Good guys.
Yeah, good guys.
Good guys.
Good guys before we get
like
to initials, though, Power Trip Morning Show
good
every Friday.
Friends,
good guys are bad.
We like to bring in Mr. Z to talk film.
Hey,
hi, Mr. Z. What's up, man?
Hey,
What do we got this weekend? What do we got? It is still dominating the box office. It has had two gigantic weeks in a row. Will It be knocked off this weekend?
I think so. It's tough to hold for 3 weeks. You know, this should be actually a pretty good weekend for September. The first up is Kingsman, the sequel to Kingsman, The Golden Circle.
Mm.
First
one was good.
I love the first one.
Yeah,
and almost everyone who saw it, most people either really liked it or liked it. The problem is it doesn't seem like it was, one of the problems the first one had is you watch a trailer, it just doesn't seem like it's going to be a very good movie. What made the first one really good too was that it was surprising because, it falls somewhere. If James Bond is on the left side and Austin Powers is on the right, it kind of falls somewhere right down the middle. It's brilliant. It's fun to watch. The second one, the problem is you don't kind of have that surprise. Going in, you know that it's ridiculous. And so they amp up the ridiculousness in the second one. And I don't mean in a bad way. It's just that the amount of gadgets and all the little super spy gear and stuff, and then they bring in Channing Tatum and the lasso and the whole bit. So,
rawr.
Disregard the reviews on this one. If you've seen Kingsman, you know what I'm talking about when you say they amped it up. It's fun. It's a good cast, and it's a good movie, and it's going to probably be number one at about 45 million.
Oh wow!
What else is coming out this weekend?
You have Lego Movie, Lego Ninjago.
Wife and daughter are going to see it this morning. Is it any good or not compared to the other two Lego movies?
Lloyd.
That's one of the problems. If you hold it up against the first Lego movie and even Lego Batman, it's not quite as good as those two. But those two are pretty good movies. If you hold it up against the average standard kids movie.
Emoji movie.
It's clever. It's funny. But try to avoid comparing it to wasn't quite as good as the Lego movie here, and it wasn't good as, so it's absolutely, we haven't had a kids movie that an adult can take their kid to in a long time. And this is probably, this is going to probably be in like the $35 million range. It'll probably beat it, hopefully. Yeah. And we'll have three pretty big movies this week.
Yeah. All right. Anything else worth mentioning?
There's a little movie, a movie called Friend Request, which is like falls into the Facebook horror genre. It's like $2 million movie. Another real limited film called Mac and Cheese. Honestly, I don't get to see every movie, so I have to kind of pick and choose. This is like a throwback buddy cop film, but one of the cops is a robot. It's one of those movies that's forgettable, and it's probably not going to do anything.
Gotcha. All right, Mr. Z, appreciate it, man. Thanks.
All right, talk to you guys later.
Right on. At Mr. Z Movies on Twitter. That's at Mr. Z Movies on Twitter.
Is he paying any attention over there at all?
Hawk, I have something for you.
For me?
Yeah. I found the hottest picture of the hottest chick on this computer.
We'll pivot that screen over here. Oh.
Okay, share with the class. Ooh. Sauce. Pivot, please. Thank you.
Ooh.
Who is this gal?
I don't know. I just put in hot chicks because I wasn't.
Parrish, look
I
at
didn't
this.
Want to listen to your garbage radio show.
Pivot. Oh.
AJ, would you like him to turn his screen towards you or not?
I'm going to get the camera set up.
Okay,
for,
right on.
This game. Yep.
You can do that too.
Meat sauce?
Yeah.
If you don't mind, one more time. Pivot.
Yikes.
Goodness sakes.
Right.
Normally I rip you for not paying attention during the radio show because that's your job is to pay attention. You know?
Hey, Sauce.
What? Why don't you put more ombre on,
Hockey? Why don't you
pivot
one more time?
Why don't you do your target bit to get everybody back on board?
No. My target bit's only for Fridays.
It's not like my... it is Friday.
It is Friday.
What?
It's not like my bit. I used to... the joke that I got in Playboy magazine like 14 years ago, that I got paid $50 to get
what?
In.
What?
It was a joke about a doctor that's a monkey.
You had a joke. What?
Wait, what?
Yeah, I had a joke about a monkey doctor that was in Playboy like 13 or 14 years ago. I got paid $50.
The monkey doctor joke.
Yeah, I got it in Playboy like in 03 or 04, dude, and I got a $50 check.
Yeah, dude, that's the monkey doctor joke.
Right?
That's my joke.
How is that your joke?
I told that joke. That's my joke from the power to, right at the very... That's my joke. You stole my joke.
Playboy says it's my joke. I got $50 for that. That's only writing credit of my... I was a journalism major in college. The only time I ever got paid to write...
Did you plagiarize my joke?
I didn't plagiarize your joke.
The monkey doctor joke. He was an intern. Dude, that from the very first, like the first year of the power trip.
I needed $50. I didn't steal your joke. That's
my
joke.
I wrote that joke.
No, you didn't.
The monkey doctor joke.
Yes, the same... Yes. I showed you it in Playboy. You didn't mention it 13 years ago that was your joke.
I might have not been reading the magazine.
That also sounds believable. That was my joke.
The monkey doctor. stole my joke, man.
I did not steal
That's
your
joke. That's plagiarizing.
You don't even know what plagiarizing means.
I do. Apparently I do.
It's the only Playboy magazine I'm allowed to have in my house because I told my wife, we can't throw this out. I'm technically in there, even though my name's not in there. Yeah, I just have the proof I got paid $50
for. Now she needs to know I'm in there.
Well, you're,
and you can just,
how much money did you get paid for that joke?
I got nothing, apparently. You should give me $50.
Why?
Because that's my joke.
It's not your joke.
Monkey Doctor's my joke.
Watch. This is what you're doing. Hey, you ever go into Target to buy socks, but then you walk out with Home Alone 2 on Blu-ray?
Yeah, that's
my
right.
joke.
No, that's Meat Sauce's
joke. Yeah, that's
joke.
What I'm saying.
So who should get paid, me or him?
Him. That's what I'm saying. So you plagiarized my joke. You should give me $50.
You never wrote that joke. I wrote the joke, submitted it to Playboy, got $50.
How many jokes you get in Playgirl magazine?
About a baker's dozen, yeah, Bob.
He's got a centerfold.
Fan 5 is brought to you by Continental Diamond and ContinentalDiamond.com, the best jewelry store in the Upper Midwest. Win a pie for it, or go get a bunch of cookies downstairs at Continental Diamond and get a nice watch or some
rings
or an engagement ring.
Best watch selection ever.
I went down the other day on my beloved's birthday and bought a beautiful necklace for my wife from Jimmy and all the great people at Continental Diamond.
Oh.
So I followed your advice, and it was the right thing to do. Thank you, Jimmy. Great present. My wife actually liked something I got for her for once.
Unbelievable.
Sweet. Was it a pearl necklace?
The Minnesota Twins won 12-1 over the Detroit Tigers.
No.
Joe Mauer went 3-for-4 with a couple of RBI.
Dad.
The Indians also beat the Angels 4-1, so the Twins lead L.A. and Texas by 2.5 games with something like 10 games to go.
Let's go.
Rangers have won 4 straight, so the Rangers are hot like Hansel.
No.
But otherwise, the Twins doing what they're supposed to be doing, which is losing to the Yankees and beating Detroit.
Mauer! Is he coming today?
Who?
Rosie.
No, he mailed it in.
Why was he? Where was he yesterday?
He's got chicken pox.
That's I'm not fixing good. To dance.
He's that's fixing not to good. Dance.
He's one of those guys that's never had chicken pox until he's, what,
that's
67
shingles,
years
isn't
old.
It?
No.
Those aren't chicken
you can
pox.
Get chicken pox
related,
at any point in your life. It's better to get them when you're younger.
Those aren't chicken pox. They're a different kind of animal, are they?
The beaver.
Beaver pox.
Yes, those.
He's got. Yeah, he does.
Where?
You know where.
You ever had chicken pox?
Yeah.
You look
over.
Like the kind of guy that has had chicken pox.
So do you.
What does that mean?
Shut up.
Tonight, 6:10, Kyle Gibson versus Daniel Norris in the Detroit Tigers. Gibson's ERA, 5.07.
That's quite the tug.
Yep.
Oh, hey,
the
Rob.
Wild won 1-0 over Winnipeg. That game was at the X. Mark Parrish was not there. He files this report.
It was blacked out.
It's an accurate report.
Why was it blacked
I've
out?
I've done it.
Rosie.
Paying your cable bills?
Yeah.
DirecTV, thank you very much.
But wasn't it on FSN?
Yeah. And it was blacked
out. Hey, Rose. Was Rose there?
I swear I was flipping channels and I saw it.
What did Rosie see?
Parrish should probably be watching
Idaho
Gotham.
Idaho Cable Shack.
You saw that?
Something
there?
Like that.
Was actually the Angry Dragons.
Really?
It was the Flyers. Somebody beat up the Rangers really good.
What? Boy, it sounds like you were really locked on.
Chicago
versus sounds like
Detroit.
You love hockey.
My brother was over and we were playing guitar and not watching hockey at all.
Right.
Rock and roll, man. I play guitar for keeps. I play to win out in the streets.
I don't know what that means.
Yeah.
Tell us your
rock
lettuce
and roll.
Bit again. Maybe Corey will steal that one.
My lettuce bit?
I didn't steal any jokes.
Sit us.
Not a joke stealer.
Shut up, lady.
Pizza.
Hold the pickles, hold the lettuce. Shut up, lady. You upset us. All we ask is that you let us have it our way.
Yeah, that's a bad ad.
How'd that not get
it's like
picked
Don
up?
Don Draper, man.
I think it's awesome.
Hey, beautiful. Comedy bits get picked up.
Yeah.
Yeah, someone Playboy magazine for $50.
That's not...
What do we got? Oh, the Wild host the Avalanche tomorrow on the Fan at 5:00. Preseason game number 3.
Let's do this.
Several Major League Baseball teams have already announced that they will extend the nets. Some of them pretty quickly, right? A lot of them otherwise are saying they're going to do it opening day 2018.
Right.
The Reds,
the Twins were ahead of the curve on this, extending it above, and people were. I mean, like Mark was mentioning, the first baseman comes off the field and throws the ball up into the crowd after every last out kind of a thing. They thought that they weren't going to get souvenirs. And so kudos to the Twins for being ahead of the curve on this.
Yep.
It's the Mariners, Padres, Rockies, and Reds in the last like 24 hours have also announced that they're going to do it. And again, Major League Baseball is still considering a league-wide kind of mandate.
Do
so we'll
it.
See what they do.
Yeah,
do
absolutely.
It. Just do it.
Surprise, it's taking this long.
Just do it.
The Rams won last night 41-39 over the Niners in a mostly terrible Thursday night football game. Most of them are. This was actually like a high scoring kind of an affair, but just two mostly bad teams. Although the Rams might be a little bit better than we think, but they also whooped up on the Niners. 2-point win, but I mean, for the most part, the Rams did what they want offensively, so it may have just been a really bad team.
Corey?
Gurley had 3 touchdowns.
there's a lot of people just waking up. Do we have an update on Sam Bradford's knee?
We don't. He's still listed as questionable. He was limited in practice on, what, Wednesday? We don't know what is going to happen with Sam.
He just needs to drink a Dr. Pepper and just get on with it.
Or drink a bunch of water like Tom Brady.
Yeah. Is there, let's say, AJ, for example, tomorrow some news story comes out, like a move that they put Sloter back on the practice squad or something like that. Is that something that we could see, maybe like a Friday news dump or like Saturday afternoon?
My guess is
wouldn't that, because you have a Sunday news dump.
So you're right. You read into that. If Sloter goes back to the practice squad, that means Bradford's active.
Are they gonna,
or healthy enough to be the backup?
Are they going to carry three quarterbacks?
Yes.
To put the ruse out there, I think they will. I mean, that's why they're keeping him limited in practice. That's why they're not saying anything until Sunday. That's why Keenum and Bradford talked, is to get any advantage you can over the opposition. And whatever advantage it is, to have them prepare for Case and for Sam. They're going to take it all the way, and part of that is maybe not carrying an extra lineman because you carry an extra third quarterback just to kind of trick the opposition little smokescreen out there. So, yeah, that's a very good point, Paul. Thanks,
the man. Twins did win, like I mentioned, 12-1 over the Tigers. So you can go to PapaJohns.com and PapaJohns.com and use the promo code Power Trip? Not Power Trip.
What's the keyword?
It's Twins Win.
Twins Win, baby.
Hashtag Power Trip for initials. That's next. PapaJohns.com, promo code TWINSWIN for 50% off a large or extra large pizza. Easy for me to say.
Yes.
Get what, Hawk?
Extra garlic sauce. Good guys!
You guys
good
feel
guys!
That? You guys
good
feel
guys!
That? You know what that means?
What?
It means it's initials when we come back right after this on The Fan.
You're listening to The Fan.
All right, let's do this. I'm so ready. You guys are ready.
Good guys!
Good guys!
That's Lee!
Good guys!
Here.
Yeah, Lee hasn't been here in a while for
initials.
That's
been the missing thing for me, man.
Is that right?
Yeah,
that's right.
Well, let's see if you're right.
It's time to play Initials on the Power Trip.
That's right.
Presented by McDonald's.
That's right,
thanks, McDonald's.
I'd like to say thank you to McDonald's as well.
Unbelievable comeback last week. Sauce tied an initials record. Let's start with that. He got his first point last week on item number 8. And he ties Mark Parrish and AJ Mansoor. Item 8 is the latest anyone has ever gotten their first point and still gone on to win.
Hey, where wouldn't have brought that up if it was me.
Giant comeback for Meat Sauce
was
Paul Lambert.
On that list?
No, that was Parrish has the record, and AJ has the record, and now you've also tied
with
item
right
8.
Here. This one's on the list.
You know what I owe that to?
This? What's that?
My chair. Hey, where's my chair?
What are you talking about?
You don't have a chair.
Yeah, you're sitting in a chair.
You're sitting in your spot.
No, where's the blue chair?
They're all blue. What are you talking about?
Where'd she go?
What do you?
This is a superstition thing.
Yeah, where's my blue chair?
You're in your spot. You don't need your same
just sit
chair.
Sit down and do it.
You gotta do the
microphone is there.
What? You have a name for your
where
chair?
Where is she? I'm not playing unless I have.
Are you kidding right now?
No. Where is my chair?
Oh my!
Would you just please sit down?
Where
so
is Rosita? I'm going to get it.
Sauce has 60 career victories. He's your all-time leader. AJ Mansoor, you're second.
Thank you.
And what's this little camera we got here?
That's the Cricket Wireless 360 camera. See a 360-degree view of inside the studio during Paul's chair throwing today.
Oh, man. And by the way, speaking of McDonald's being the sponsor, let's talk out the McPick 2 for $5 menu. Oh. We got the Big Macs, the quarter pounder of cheese, the Filet-O-Fish, and the 10-piece chicken nugget. Pick 2. That's right. The McPick 2.
Is that right?
That's right.
That's Chris Hockey. Chris, you're third all-time in initials victories. Hi.
I'm one of the good guys, and I am officially today's winner.
Good guys.
I plugged my headphones. I don't even need them.
Gotcha. And Mark Parrish, you're fourth all-time, and you're brought to us by Malone's. If you win this weekend, then you can go to Malone's and mention Mark Parrish in the initials game, and you win. Not win. You get a free beer or app. Thanks to our friends at Malone's.
We kind of glossed over it, too. A new sponsor for Chris Hockey this weekend, Radco. Right. So if Chris Hockey wins this weekend, new Radco.com will offer 10% off your online order using the promo code INITIALS.
That's right.
Just use the promo code INITIALS at the time of checkout online only, and only if Chris Hockey wins.
Yeah, and if I may, you're welcome, because I'm going to win today.
Is that right? It's funny how the guys who win all the time never get sponsors.
Let's do it.
I like it.
Because you're not good guys.
We play Initials every Friday in the Power Trip, and it works like this. I have 12 items. They can be people, places, things, phrases. They share the same initials, and these four gentlemen do not know what the initials are until I reveal them, which will be here in a second. There are six clues per item. I start reading the clues. As soon as they know who or what I'm describing, they yell out their name. Their name is their buzzer. If they get it right, they get a point. If they get it wrong, they're out for just the remainder of that item. We play best out of 12. All-time record is 9. Held by Sauce.
So far.
Boo.
Yeah, boo.
Here we go.
Sure. I know he is, Ben.
Thanks.
The initials this week, BP.
Ooh, perfect.
The letter B followed by the letter P. Everybody hear me pronouncing those correctly. BP.
Mm-hmm.
Item 1 of BP.
Clue number 1.
Early names connected to records include George Hackenschmidt and Joe Nordquist.
Clue number 2.
The record has doubled, more than doubled, in the last 100 years.
Clue number 3.
There are numerous injuries possible, and there are several deaths a year connected to this.
Clue number 4.
Also connected to rookie scouting.
Hawk.
Hawk.
Batting practice.
Incorrect.
Clue number 5.
Connected to training.
Clue number 6.
Last but not least, it is an upper body weightlifting exercise. Paul. 5, 4, 3.
Bench press.
Dang.
Oh, man. Dang. Did you have it?
No.
Bench press was really hoping is the correct it. Answer.
That's what, never mind.
Sauce leads 1-0. Item 2.
People die?
Item yeah, a couple of year, I guess. Getting wow. choked out of the bar.
Nowhere near that.
Sauce leads 1-0. Item 2 of BP.
Clue number 1.
It's a sports term.
Clue number 2.
It relates to scoring.
Clue number 3.
Has a connection to the receiver.
Clue number 4.
It has a connection to the number 40.
Clue number 5.
Depending on the score, the words double or triple can come before this term. Last but not least.
Clue number 6.
It's an opportunity to steal the natural advantage from the server and win the
game.
Paul. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Sauce is out. Let me finish reading clue number 6.
Clue number 6.
It's an opportunity to steal the natural advantage from the server and win the game.
Mark.
Yes.
Breakpoint.
Breakpoint right. is correct.
Yeah! I knew it was something that. Like God, that, but I knew it was a term.
Breakpoint yeah. is right. Term, but... Sauce with 1. Mark with 1. Here's item 3 of BP.
Clue number 1.
This almost always precedes the actual events.
AJ.
Batting practice.
Oh.
Ooh, glad you did it. I was thinking about it.
AJ's out for the rest of item 3.
Clue Dang number it. 2.
Released June 29th, 1984.
Clue number 3.
Depending on budget, destination versions are
Paul?
Off. Yeah?
Birthday party?
You what? Are. Let me finish.
Wait a minute.
Clue.
Oh, no.
What?
Let me finish clue 3.
Clue number 3.
Depending on budget, destination versions are often very popular.
I got it, dang it.
Clue number 4.
Can involve nudity.
Hmm. Hot.
Yep.
Bachelor party.
That's right.
Bam. Oh, attaboy, hot.
So bachelor guys. Party.
I've never been. Guys.
Hawk with 1, Sauce with 1, Mark with 1. Here's item 4 of BP.
Clue number 1.
Born November 18th, 1975.
Clue number 2.
First professional game was September 2nd, 1997.
Clue number 3.
Played for just 2 professional teams, last playing October 2nd of last year.
Clue number 4.
Had 11 career walk-off home runs during the regular season and 2 in the postseason.
Clue number 5.
He was born in the Dominican Republic.
AJ.
Yep.
Big Poppy.
That's right.
Oh, oh good one, AJ.
Way off.
Tricky, right? It was a nickname, and good AJ one, figured it out.
That was good, AJ.
Hawk, Sauce, AJ, and Mark, we have a four-way tie. Here's item five of BP.
Clue number one.
Has a connection to Mercury.
Clue number two.
Most often connected to two numbers.
Paul?
Ah, yep. Dang it.
Boiling point?
You are out for the rest of item five. Wow. Did Mark, you just ring in, or are you just saying
no,
something else?
No, I said wow.
Gotcha.
Clue number three.
It's often monitored.
AJ.
AJ.
Blood pressure.
That's right.
There you go.
Blood pressure is correct.
That's what I thought you were going to say, and then you said...
AJ with two, everybody else with one. Here's item six of BP.
Clue number one.
First appeared in July of 1966.
Clue number two.
Found in Asia, Africa, and the Americas.
Clue number three.
It's a political party.
Clue number four.
He appeared in 2016's Captain America Civil War.
Clue number five.
His Paul. Yep.
Black Panther.
That's right.
Wow. That is
boy,
correct.
That was good.
Black Panther.
Me really,
he's got
really
a standalone
confused.
Movie next year. That's what that was the say. Next clue. He's got, no, a, he's got a new movie coming out next year all on his own.
So who's the actor?
I forget the guy's name.
He's very,
I recognize
very
his
good.
Face, though, yeah. Yeah. Sauce with two, AJ with two, Hawk on, and Mark guy. With one apiece. We're halfway through the game. Here's item seven of BP.
Only halfway through.
Clue number one.
His first name is William.
Clue number two.
He was JD in 1991.
Mark.
Yep.
Brad Pitt.
That's right.
Oh, his first name is William, huh?
Nice job.
Brad Pitt. What a battle. Mark with two, AJ with two, Sauce with two, Hawk with one. Here's item eight of BP.
Clue number one.
A lot of them are now electronic.
Clue number two.
Often required to enter a secured area.
Clue number three.
Are often collected and then cross-checked for attendance counts.
Clue number four.
It's a document.
AJ.
Yep.
Boarding pass.
That's right.
Oh, nice job, AJ.
Boarding pass is right. AJ takes the lead. AJ has three. Sauce and Parrish have two apiece. Hockey with one. Here's item nine of BP.
Clue number one.
Sometimes sarcastically connected to absolute domination.
Clue number two.
Connected often to technique.
Clue number three.
In a sense, it's also a period of time.
Clue number four.
Can occur before, during, or technically even after a game.
Clue number five.
Involved with warming up.
Paul.
Yep.
Batting practice.
That's right.
Dang,
man, threw us off the scent there.
I was
Sauce stupid. With three, AJ with three, another epic battle. Mark with two, Hawk with one. Here's item 10 of BP.
Clue number one.
Can be one or two words, but it's arguably most often one word.
Clue number two.
Can be glass, ceramic, plastic, or metal.
Clue number three.
Recently, single-use versions have been created, decreasing the risk of cross-contamination.
Clue number four.
Often used with immobile people.
Paul.
Yep.
Bedpan.
That's right.
Ooh.
Sauce.
Sauce.
Sauce takes the lead
my
with
God.
Bedpan. We have two to go.
Me, Sauce?
Hawk is mathematically eliminated. Mark, you have to
Rat
run the table
mode.
To tie Sauce. So Sauce going
Eat
for
me.
The win. Sauce going for the win. Wow. Mark needs to run the table. AJ going for the tie. Here's item 11 of BP.
Billion people in there.
Clue number one.
Born with the first name Dwayne in 1941.
Clue number two.
Has a connection to a large fish.
AJ.
Yep.
Bill Paxton.
Ooh. AJ is out for the rest of item 11.
That's not smart, AJ.
Clue number 3.
Was voted into the Hall of Fame in 2013.
Clue number 4.
Spent most of his professional career in New York.
Clue number 5.
Is a two-time Super Bowl champion. Sauce going for the win, last but not least.
Clue number 6.
Hawk.
Oh, go
come
for
on,
it.
Chris.
Bill Parcells.
Wow.
Bill
Parcells.
Oh, Bill, I can think of his name.
Bill Parcells. Nice. All right. Job. Sauce going for the win. AJ going for the tie. If Hockey or Mark gets it, of course, it, Sauce Mark. Also wins. So Sauce going for the win. AJ going for the tie. Here's all
God,
of
so
the marbles
rig it,
on the line. No, you can play
honest,
it out. Play it out. Item 12 of BP.
Clue number 1.
The first word is sometimes switched with jacket.
Clue number 2.
Has recently been picking up popularity in Russia.
Clue number 3.
In England, they are traditionally consumed on Guy Fawkes Night.
Clue number 4.
Usually has a very strong connection to butter.
Clue number 5.
Frequently seen next to meat.
AJ.
AJ for the tie.
Baked potato.
Whoa! Whoa! AJ, attaboy!
We have a tiebreaker.
Wow.
Tiebreaker. Again, back-to-back
weeks.
That was
really good. That was really good.
Sauce with 4, AJ with 4. A tiebreaker for the second consecutive week between these two gentlemen. Only three clues per tiebreaker. I only have 3 tiebreakers this week, so please don't go beyond 3. Tiebreaker number 1 between Sauce and AJ for the win. Here we go.
Goodness.
Clue number 1.
An American actor who died February 25th, 2017.
Paul.
Paul for the win.
Bill Paxton.
That's right.
Yes!
Is right. Career victory number 61. If you guessed Sauce and 5 on Twitter, you are eligible for a $100 Visa gift card thanks to our friends at McDonald's. The Power Trip Morning Show.
What is he yelling about?
He's throwing notebooks at AJ.
Don't throw things at AJ.
He did.
Just a tie.
The Power Trip Morning Show returns after this on The Fan. Hey, the holidays are right around the corner, and you can help families in need. Visit HolidayArmadillo.com to see how the Armadillos is giving back to the Twin Cities. That's HolidayArmadillo.com or KFAN.com, keyword community.
Thank
victory
you, AJ.
Number 61 for Meat Sauce in his illustrious career. Yeah. Way to go, Sauce.
God,
victory
he's
number
such a
15.
Terrible winner.
Yeah.
He's
the
yeah, worst winner.
He's a worse winner
than he is a loser.
I honestly don't know about that.
No, he is.
I don't know.
Because at least
worst.
It's all self-inflicted when he loses.
Do you guys
no,
hear
I
that?
Don't know. There was a chair that almost took me down a couple weeks ago.
That's all losers talking.
Okay.
Yeah. See,
I was just
that's what I'm
about
saying.
My health,
you're not
really,
going to get invited to my birthday party.
And he always says, I was just kidding. But he's not kidding.
No,
that's the worst part. Not kidding at all.
Speaking of winners, let's have one more winner because, look.
Oh, that's right.
We've been giving away 311 tickets all week long. And I don't know if you guys have heard me say this in the past, but the greatest band that's ever existed on Earth is a band called 311 from Omaha, Nebraska. And who's Oon over there? The guy that likes Buck Cherry and Warren?
Yeah, that's real bands.
From Omaha, Nebraska, my favorite little band, 311, is going to be at the Myth on October 12th. They're going to rock the hell out of that place, bring your deposit for your socks because they're going to kill it.
No.
I would like this last day of giving away 311 tickets to a fan, and not just somebody that wins a contest, somebody that actually knows a little bit about the band. My favorite album is an album called Sound System. So I'd like to take a caller at 651-989-5326 or 1-800-320-5326. See if somebody can answer a question about my favorite album from my favorite band, 311 Sound System. Fair enough?
Yeah.
Winner gets a pair of passes to see 311. Probably not play a lot of Sound System on October 12th.
So
they play some
we have
more
to have
recent stuff.
You think a fan of 311 has to win? So, we're only on till 9.
Okay. Well, let's see if it works. Good morning. What's your name? Where are you from?
Hi there, this is Gunther.
Hi, Gunther. Are you a 311 fan?
Oh, yeah.
Is that right? What year did Sound System come out?
Oh, gosh. Let's see.
Yeah, sounds like you're a big fan.
Yeah.
Nope.
1997.
Ooh.
That is incorrect.
Oh, surprising.
Sorry.
Huge fan. Sounds like surprising.
Yep. Next caller. Good morning. What's your name? Where are you from?
Hello.
Hi.
Hi,
it's
who's
Ursula.
This?
I'm from Maple Grove.
Sure. That's awesome.
Hi, Ursula.
The correct answer, by the way, was 1999. Ursula, what is the 12th track off of Sound System?
Oh, my gosh. You know, I don't know.
Okay.
It's not going to work.
You're
I'm
gone.
Telling you, we need to do a different way.
Well, somebody's going to know this. Somebody
there's no way.
Next caller, what's your name? Where are you from?
Jack Geller from Hugo.
Hi, Jack. What's going on, man?
Big, how's it going,
big,
man?
Big 311 fan?
Oh, yeah.
What's the first track off of Sound System?
Ooh. Absolutely no idea.
Okay.
Huge fan. I'm telling you.
Time.
No, I told you. This is not going to work. We're
going
to
Next caller, what's your name? Where are you from? Hello?
Hello?
You're on the radio.
Hello?
Hey, Barry Farber, hey, Far Lake.
Barry, what's up, man?
You know, just kicking it.
Right on.
Thanks, Barry.
Thanks.
Finish this 311 title off of the album Sound System. Large in the blank.
Oh, my God.
What is happening?
God, I got nothing.
Oh, my God.
Barry!
Okay, Barry's gone.
Pants, right?
Hey, can we give away 311 tickets
margin.
For asking, like, Michael Jackson trivia questions?
Can we ask PA if we can just stay on for another hour?
Next caller, what's your name? Where are you from?
Yeah, it's David from Minsk.
David, what's up, man? You ever seen 311 live?
I have not.
Would you like to?
That's surprising.
Sure.
If you get this correct, you are the winner.
Sweet.
What's track two on Sound System?
Oh, my God.
Oh, Fig Jam. I have no idea.
Fig Jam?
Fig Jam. Is that the name of a song, though? Is that track four?
It should be.
Enjoy Minsk. Sorry, David.
Can you just ask where this album belongs, and the correct answer is the garbage?
No, it's on the top of the pile. That's where it belongs. Next caller, what's your name? Where are you from?
Pile of poo.
Joshua from Delano.
Josh, what's up, man?
It's Joshua.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh, Joshua.
Ooh,
Joshua wants to go to 311. Josh, what's track five off of Sound System? Somebody is going to be a 311.
There's no way. Nobody knows.
Joshua knows it. Josh, take a shot.
1969.
That's not even.
Hey, somebody from call from down in the valley in the used CD aisle, and you
somebody go into a dumpster and load.
Yeah, they have at the Goodwill, right?
No, not anymore.
What's your name? Where are you from?
Sell trash there.
This is Frank Buffet from International Falls.
Hi, Frank. What's going on, man? Track 10 on Sound System has a science angle to it. Can you name track 10?
What? I have no idea.
Wow. Awesome. Corey, see you there on the 12th.
Corey, you know how mad
honestly,
you'd be
Dave,
if I was
it's 849,
doing this,
brother. We have to.
Fine. Jeez. I'll ask the most obvious, honest one that any 311 fan that would even remotely follow that band know. Good morning. What's your name? Where are you from?
Chris Lakeville. I will answer every question easily.
Is that right?
Okay.
Chris.
It's the name, isn't it?
What was track two up on Sound System, and also their first single off of that album? It was track two. It was their first single. Go for it, Chris.
Google. Come Original. Come
that
Original.
That is correct.
That's right.
Oh, my God!
Original is the right answer. Chris, you get to go see 311 at the Myth on October 12th. See you there, man, all right?
Yeah, you will.
We have time for it! Yeah, right on, dude. Chris.
He just Googled that.
Come Original.
No way he knew that.
The greatest album of all time, 311's Sound System.
No way he knew that. Well,
anyway,
there you go.
The phones weren't even working there for a second.
Yeah, the
that
phones
was bizarre.
Were working perfectly.
You know what it is?
What?
It's the transponster.
No, we fixed that like weeks ago.
Yeah,
we
no, did? Absolutely. The phones weren't working fine.
Remember
it was
Ryan
the,
was
the,
in here for like an hour.
It was the questions.
A couple minutes ago, Hawk, what do we got?
Well, first of all, let's give you some birthdays, shall we? Some big birthdays today. One of my favorites, somebody who helped me love some rock and roll, Joan Jett.
Joan Jett.
Is how old do you think Joan Jett is today? She loves rock and
70.
Roll.
70.
60.
70?
I don't know.
Yeah, she's 59.
Almost
she's God.
Wrong with 70.
Would ya?
Black Cat Molds! David Coverdale has a birthday today. The lead singer of Whitesnake. How old do you think?
No one knows who that is. I'll say 55.
No, 75 million.
58.
66. Okay.
Carol Willick has a birthday today.
56.
Bam!
Wow!
Oh my gosh, dude.
Carol
wow.
Willick. She's into chicks, I think.
That could be. Tommy Lasorda.
So am I.
Slim Fast Superstar birthday today.
Oh, he's
82.
80.
90. 85. 88. 90 he is.
Whoa.
Regina Falange birthday today.
57.
59.
Pronounced phalange, by the way.
58. 60? She's 58.
Kind of a big deal.
Sorry, I'm sorry. Okay. Mark Robinson, birthday today as well.
50.
81.
45.
81.
81. Do you even know who Mark Robinson is?
43 today is Mark Robinson. And, oh, Mickey, you're so fine. Tony Basil has a birthday today.
Tony Basil's probably pushing 58.
60.
69.
She's 74.
Are you serious?
She's still
she?
So
she
fine.
She must have been 40 at the time, then.
And finally, Estelle Leonard would have been how old today?
95.
Yeah, 90. Estelle is like an old people.
You're thinking of Estelle Getty, though, probably.
My grandma had a friend named Estelle.
I'm sure she did.
She was
well,
sweet.
That's a great story.
I think she drank a lot.
95.
She's 92.
Okay.
And a big day in history today, guys. I don't know if you guys know this or not. I don't know if you even follow these kind of things. But today, on this date, Oprah's Masterclass became the best-selling book in Barnes & Noble history.
Never read it.
Yeah, absolutely right. And on this day as well, Johnny Paycheck released his first record ever.
Who the hell's Johnny Paycheck?
You know who Johnny Paycheck is?
No idea.
He's a huge country music star.
Take your word for it.
Yeah, it's the biggest selling debut album ever by a country music star.
What year was it?
This is 1929.
Oh, way old. Okay.
Awesome.
Rosie would have known.
Mm-hmm.
Also on this date in 1994, Friends debuted on NBC.
No
23
kidding.
Years ago today. I never got into it. Did you guys watch it?
I was too young.
I think
I
saw four episodes, maybe.
I've never
four?
Seen an episode of
no.
it. Ever.
Yeah,
me neither.
You've never seen an
no.
episode?
No. Never.
I've seen it just
know
in passing.
People that like
TV, but I've never seen a full episode. I can honestly say that.
I've heard a lot of people say it's like the best... or maybe like the final good laugh track show before the laugh track basically wore the entire country.
I
wouldn't
say I've seen like an episode and a half. Not a big Friends guy.
I wouldn't waste your time, man, to be honest with you. I mean, I've only seen like three or four episodes.
I guess it's on Netflix.
I love taking naps. I took it on just because I didn't care.
Yeah, right.
Fall asleep to it every time.
It's just like when Sauce wins at initials. I just don't care.
23 years ago. I can't believe it's that old. Debuted.
Yep.
Anyway, Friday Football Feast, Elk River in Buffalo Wild Wings, 9 to noon. Paul Charchin and Paul Allen. Sauce, congratulations on win number 61.
Thank you. We're all going to have baked potatoes with Bill Paxton.
He's dead.
Rosie!
Okay. Good luck to the Vikings on Sunday against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Paul Allen and Paul Charchin got you covered. They're right after this. And this portion of the Power Trip Morning Show was brought to you by Prism Research. See you on Monday.